ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയ ചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം. തിരുലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാ കൃഷ്ണ ഗോപ ഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട് രാധാകുണ്ട് ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗം ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീശ്വര പ്രഭുപാദ നമാമി ശ്രീപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണി നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൻ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷകൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി ദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തദാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരതസ് ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാട് തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയാം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാം ധാമ്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം വരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജിതകൈതവോത്രപരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താവത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തക്ഷണാ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ഖാദമൃദദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഭാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മൈതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അദ്ധ്യാത്മദീപമതിതീർഷതാം തമോന്നം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോര മുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കലവേണു കുണിതാദൃദാനനെന്തോഹ മമ വാച വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരിം ന കണികാഭി കാഭി കാഭി നമോ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതീ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനീ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജശ്രീനാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ടശ യാസം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയതേ യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീം ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീം നമോസ്തു ദേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധി ഉല്ലാരവിന്ദായ തവത്ര നേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരത തൈലപൂർണം പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകബാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാനൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗൽഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രുതജല ഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുലാം അശ്വത്ഥാമാവികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോത്തീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദി കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജസ്സരോജമമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനക കേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഃ പേബീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കം ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുത സ്തുന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈ സ്തവൈർ വേദൈർ സാംഗപദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തി യം സമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ So, yesterday, well, we discussed this Jnana Sadhana. Krishna calls them as Jnana Sadhana. Krishna says, Mai Jan Ananya Yogena, that is a verse we have seen. I think it is the 11th or so. 10th or 11th. Mai Jan Ananya Yogena Bhakti Avyabhijarini. വിവിക്ത ദേശസേവിത്വം അരദർ ജനസംസതി. സോ വി വർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദിസ് word avyabhicharini bhakti. Krishna says, is it not? Avyabhicharini bhakti. What is that? The avyabhicharini bhakti means total dependence on Krishna. Bhakti, of course, is dependence on Krishna. But total dependence on Krishna is avyabhicharini bhakti. Krishna is saying, Maicha bhashyam ishvare ananya yogena apritak samadhinam na anyo bhagavado vasudevad paraha asti ataha sa eva no gedihi idi evam nishchida avyabhicharini buddhi ananya yogaha tena bhajanam bhaktihi na vyabhicharana shila avyabhicharini saja jnanam. This is also knowledge. Krishna is saying that I have, there is no other shelter except Krishna. A devotee who takes that approach in life, or who is convinced on that there is no other shelter except Krishna. Ishvare ananya yogena apritak samadhinam. And one who has that kind of intelligence, that is called avyabhicharini buddhi. Avyabhicharini buddhi. That means that total surrender to Krishna. Total surrender to Krishna. Sharanagati, in other words, that kind of intelligence is called avyabhicharini buddhi. Avyabhicharini buddhi. Never at any moment, at no time, it gets into any disturbed state. It's always completely surrendered, completely fixed on Krishna. So that is that avyabhicharini buddhi. Krishna calls it like that. And Krishna says, without allowing the intelligence to go into anything else, looking for any other alternatives, totally fixed in Krishna, completely surrendered to Krishna, Krishna says here, that is knowledge. That is knowledge. Maija ananya yogena bhakti avyabhicharini. Krishna is saying that is knowledge. If one has that, reached that state, that he does not always think, like sometimes people you can see in spiritual life, they'll try one thing for some time, and then after a while they think that there must be something better than this, a shortcut or some. There is no shortcut in spiritual life. People have misunderstanding like that. You have to let them do that and try it out and see what happens. That people misunderstand like that. If there was a shortcut, Krishna wouldn't have spoken all this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, wouldn't it? So because our mind is always wavering, all the time mind is wavering constantly, looking for some other option. Maybe there is something better or easier than this. There is no easy process here in spiritual life. That's what you have to remember. That's why Krishna is saying that if your mind is not wavering, if it's completely surrendered and fixed on me, Krishna says that bhakti is avyabhicharini. Avyabhicharini bhakti. Vivikta desha sevittam vivikta svabhavadaha samskarenava asuchyadibi sarpavyakhradibi charahida aranya nadi pulina devagrihadibi vivikto deshatam sevidam shilam asya idi vivikta desha sevitasya bhavaha vivikta desha sevittam. So in that verse you can see in the third line, vivikta desha sevittam. Vivikta desha sevittam means that places, river banks which are very quiet and isolated, so in solitude, temples which are clean and kept clean but not too busy, and places where there is not much of a disturbance from other living entities, that is all vivikta desha sevitam. Vivikta desham. And in executing spiritual life in those places, Krishna is saying that is vivikta desha sevitam. Vivikteshu desheshu chittam prasidati tada yataha tada almadi bhavana vivikte upachayade ado vivikta desha sevitam jnanam uchyade. Once you sit in such places and engage in spiritual life, Krishna says, it creates happiness inside and mind tunes itself for self-realization. The mind becomes tuned for that purpose. And therefore, vivikta desha sevitam is also knowledge. Krishna says it is knowledge. Aradi aramanam janasamsadi jananam pragrudanam samskara shunyanam avinidanam samsad samavayo janasamsad na samskara vadam vinidanam samsad tasya jnanobakaragatvat ada pragrud janasamsadi aradi jnanarthatvat jnanam. Not mixing with people who are very unrefined and who are very gross, and not mixing with them and showing an indifference to them, and not interested in continue to associate with them, instead able to mix with people, interested in mixing with people who are more interested in spiritual life and have some understanding of the spiritual qualities. To be with them, that is also, Krishna calls it as knowledge. See how Krishna defines knowledge? Maijar ananya yogena bhakti avyabhijarini, one. Vivikta desha sevittum, another one. Aradar janasamsadi, a third one. So this is what we were discussing yesterday, and we mentioned also that in our own life, our own family situations, we will have difficulties in all these things, because it is not necessary that all the environment at home will be favorable for spiritual life. Therefore, one devotee said, Arthagama parayuyam, Narayana paravayam, Tasmal sarveshu kaleshu, yuyam yuyam, vayam vayam. That is the, if you can memorize that verse, Arthagama parayuyam. They say is to this family, friends and family, that Arthagama parayuyam, you are interested in making money and fulfilling all your desires in this world. So be it. Narayana paravayam, we have decided to go with Krishna. We have decided to take Krishna shelter. Therefore, because it is like that, Tasmal sarveshu kaleshu, for all time, yuyam yuyam vayam vayam, you will be as you are and we will be as we are. This we have to keep ourselves very clear in our mind. There is no need to lament about it. Oh, I didn't please my family members, or I didn't please anybody else in this world. You can't do it, because if you come to spiritual life, we have to listen to Krishna, not to the society. Society will expect so many things from us. Is it possible to fulfill all those needs? It's not. By the end of life, what does the society go? There is nobody going to do anything for you. The society has to be left there at some point. That's why it said, Arthagama parayuyam, Narayana paravayam, Tasmal sarveshu kaleshu, yuyam yuyam, vayam vayam. If you can remember that. So, for you, money and all material happiness is important. For us, Krishna is important. And therefore, you will be as you are and we will be as we are. That is the answer. So that is why, if you look into Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto itself, when Suda Goswami begins Bhagavatam, in the first canto, you will see in the second chapter, that those who wants to come to Bhagavatam, the process of Bhagavatam, he says there, that Vasudeva Paradevaidam, verse 28 in the second chapter, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva para yoga, Vasudeva para kriyaha, Vasudeva param jnanam, Vasudeva param tapa, Vasudeva para dharmo, Vasudeva para gati. You will see two verses, 28 and 29, second chapter, first canto. Vasudeva para veda, Vasudeva para makha, Vasudeva para yoga, Vasudeva para kriyaha, Vasudeva param jnanam, Vasudeva param tapa, Vasudeva para dharmo, Vasudeva para gati. So this is what Suda Goswami had to say in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So from there we can see that Vasudeva is the, there is nothing exist in this creation except Vasudeva, except Krishna. And Vasudeva is the shelter, and Vasudeva is the goal direction, finally. So, and there is nothing else we can take shelter of except Vasudeva. That is the important thing. Suda Goswami, in Naimisharanyam, he is mentioning this to everyone, all the sages who are present there, that the shelter is only Vasudeva. He mentions that in the very beginning itself, isn't it? So, those who have taken Krishna's shelter, their understanding is that they are helpless otherwise. Otherwise they are helpless. So those who are taking Krishna's shelter, they are called anatha. Anatha. So Narayana para yeshante anatha. That means that acharanam akarosmi. So one who anatha means one who has normally anatha word means one who is totally helpless, or one who has no shelter anywhere. He is called anatha. But in reality, there is no anatha in this world, because anatha means one who for A is for akaram. Aksharanam akarosmi. That letter A actually represents Krishna. So in other words, one for whom Krishna is the shelter, he is anatha. He is anatha because he has taken Krishna's shelter. So when, this is where we have to remember this, that Krishna is always looking after the interests of everybody in this creation, every living entity. And when Krishna is taking care of everyone, why should there be a concern? And the point is that who gave us the food while we were within the womb of the mother? Who gave, arranged the food for us? We didn't know anything. The food arrived there, isn't it? It's a simple things in life, but if you look at it seriously, you can see what was our capacity at that time. What did we arrange for ourselves? Nothing. But who provided food for us at that time? So, who protected us at that time? We think mother has protected, isn't it? Actually, the child has protected the mother. It's the other way it is. We think the mother has protected the child, but instead the child has actually protected the mother. Because the mother child was there, the mother was protected. We think the mother is protecting the baby. Actually, it is not so. When Krishna has decided to enter into the womb of the mother and the baby is there, mother has to live to protect the baby. Krishna is actually protecting the mother as well as the baby, and it is because the baby's presence that the mother is protected. Mother is protected. A difficult concept for most of the people to, because we are used to our gross way of thinking, isn't it? Everything what the medicine says and technology says. So, so we have all come like that, in that way, through the womb of the mother, isn't it? So, somehow or the other, the living entities are growing up in this world. Who is looking after them? Who is looking after them? And if it is like that, only if you look after yourself that we will survive in this world. If it is like that, for thousands of years, so many animals, birds and various bees, everyone is surviving in this world. They live in this world, their lifespan, and they die and they go from here, isn't it? And their parampara has not come to an end. It is still going on. So, who is looking after them? Who is protecting them? Who is providing them? So many living entities, birds, all of them, who is giving attention to them? Only when we think about the human body and human species, we think like this. We think in this way. When you are not looking at other living entities and seeing that they are also surviving in this world, they are also being cared for by the arrangements of Krishna's arrangements, isn't it? So, if you remember when this tsunami happened a few years ago, when that big tsunami happened, a lot of people were sitting there and taking photographs of that tsunami. And what happened when tsunami came, they were all taken away with that. They were all gone with the tsunami. They were all gone with the tsunami. A lot of people were taken away by the waves of the ocean. But at the same time, so many other birds and animals, they had the warning of the tsunami and they escaped. So who is intelligent? Who is intelligent? Many animals and birds, they got the warning that this is coming and they managed to escape from there by flying away or running away, whatever they have done. So Krishna's attitude is towards animals is, you are all dependent on me. I have to protect you. So Krishna gave them that intelligence to escape from there. So and whereas the others who thought that they are capable of everything, who had the total faith in their own ability, they stood there taking photos and they and their cameras, everything went all together. So often this happens in the nature, is it not? When earthquakes happen, sometimes many, many villagers and towns, everything goes all together. And they've got their banks and branches of big Barclays and all other kinds of bank branches are there. And when the earthquake happens, the banks goes and the people who have put the money in the bank, they're also gone. The people who have deposited the money in the bank, they're gone. And the banks are also gone. What is indicating to us is that Krishna shelter is proper shelter. All other shelter is not shelter. There was a fighter pilot in the British Army in the Second World War. Probably you have heard about him. His one his name was Ronald Nixon. This Ronald Nixon, during the Second World War, he was a fighter pilot. And when he was bombing Germany for the Royal Air Force, there were two German Air Force planes flying along with him, observing him. He could not recognize they were the German Air Force planes. He thought it is from the British Royal Air Force. He flew with them for some time. Suddenly, it came to his mind that they could be enemy aircraft. Some thoughts happened, and completely against his will or his thoughts, he went against that and flew away from there and landed in a place where he got shelter. Later on he realized that had he flown with them a little bit more, they would have shot him down and killed him. And this Ronald Nixon, he was an atheist, Yuktivadi, they call it. Yuktivadi means he believes in logic and all that. So he lost his signal with the radar, with the Air Force command, and he got isolated and flew away and landed somewhere, and he escaped from there. He says later about this, he said, who is that force from me inside told me to move away from there, not to follow them? Why did I get this shelter? And that was the day, as soon as he, war was not over, even before that, he left the Air Force and went to Himalayas searching for the truth. And he is the personality who became later on known as Yogi Krishna Prem. You will see him if you look for his in the internet, you will see his name, Yogi Krishna Prem. This Krishna Prem's history is very interesting. How one incident in life changed his whole life. Later on became a very big, very famous devotee, and he set up his ashram in, I think it is in Hrishikesh, he has this big ashram. He left this world some time back. So he mentions there that normal intelligence told me to go with those two planes, but somebody else was prompting me from within very forcefully to move away from them. And he attributes that to that Krishna's grace, that it has happened in that way to him. So even in that effort, some infallible direction, he says, so that direction came from the heart, Antaryami's direction that was. He recognizes that very much. That is the way Antaryami from inside guided him to move away from there. That only later on he realized that those two other aircraft which was flying along with them were the enemy's aircraft. They could have shot him down. So, from that day onwards, he mentions later, if you read his own account of the incidents, what happened, he says there, that particular day, I threw away all my yuktivadam, or the logics, atheistic thing. I thought it is all very childish to talk about it. And he also mentions there, beyond our mind and beyond our intelligence, beyond our senses, there is a power which controls everything, and there is knowledge in that source. So if that power can even go beyond my mind and intelligence and direct me in my life, why should I not take shelter of that knowledge? This was Krishna Prem's question. He says, when my mind and intelligence was dictating something, but another power from inside was forcefully telling me to move away from there, And he took me into a safer destination. From his experience, he's saying this. He said, mind and intelligence was telling me to go along with the enemy planes, but this forceful direction from inside, from the Antaryami, tells him to move. He realizes that mind and intelligence is not the something one should depend upon. Rather, one should depend on the guidance from the Antaryami. That is what he was saying here. So, he says, if I had I depended on the mind and intelligence, I would have got caught by the enemy aircraft. So, without depending on the mind, without depending on the intelligence, simply by listening to that guidance from within, he escaped. So, and he got out of a serious problem otherwise. So, in that way, the rest of his life he spent in the Himalayas after that. After that, rest of the time he spent in the Himalayas. And his life, if you read through, you will see that how he got attracted to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's philosophy, and he started realizing that how unfortunate people are in this world, that they are not able to take these guidance from the Bhagavad Gita. And when he read these verses, particularly he says, in the Bhagavad Gita there are two verses, Pidaham asya jagado madha dhada pitamaha vedyam pavitram omkaram raksame yajurevaja. 1. Gadur bharta prabhu sakshi nivasa sharanam sukhrat prabhava pralayasthanam nidhanam bijam avyayam. 2 verses. We have seen that before, where Krishna says there that Pidaham asya jagado madha dhada pitamaha. Actually, we have our dependencies on all these various things, is it not? Who? Grandfather, grandmother, mother, father, all other things. Then, husband, wife, Prabhu, Sakshi, friend, all other things. Krishna is saying, all those protection what you receive from all of them is actually coming from Krishna. This is interesting thing. Gadir bharta prabhu sakshi nivasa sharanam sukhrat prabhavam pralayasthanam nidhanam bijam avyayam. There is a verse there, you can see there. And also, pidaham asya jagado madha dhada pidamaha vedyam pavitram ongaram raksame yajurevacha. So, knowing that Krishna is sheltering everybody, Krishna is protecting everyone, and to live in this world in that consciousness, that is what Krishna is mentioning here is bhakti avyabhijarini. Maijan ananya yogena bhakti avyabhijarini. This is the practical side of it. If this does not happen, then it is difficult to cultivate this sadhana, what Krishna has spoken here, jnana sadhana. This will not happen otherwise. It is, the Bhagavad Gita becomes practical in life in this way. Otherwise it won't become, it will simply remain as a theory. You will be studying the theory for the rest of the life. Unless it is translated into one's life, this will have no meaning, is there? So that is why Krishna is saying this, Maicha ananya yogena bhakti avyabhicharini, Krishna says here. So here you can see that avyabhijarini bhakti means you are not taking shelter of anything else. Rest of all other things in this world, you can do vyavaharam with that. Vyavaharam is allowed, but shelter is not there. These two things, vyavaharam and ashrayam. Vyavaharam for the world, ashrayam for the self. This is the principle. Ashrayam for the self, vyavaharam for the world. For the sake of the world, you have to do vyavaharam here. For the sake of the world. But shelter, ashrayam for the self is in Krishna. Ashrayam for the shelter is in Krishna. This is the principle. This is the principle behind it. So, you can do vyavaharam of so many things. But ashrayam you can do only with one thing. You can't have ashrayam for many things. Is it not? Vyavaharam you can do with many things. You will do so many different kinds of vyavaharam in this world. But ashrayam is concerned, it's only with Krishna. Only with Krishna. Avyabhijarini bhakti says here. Avyabhijarini bhakti is knowledge, says Krishna. this kind of bhakti, one has this kind of bhakti in him, that is knowledge, Krishna says. Krishna says that is called knowledge. When maija ananya yogena bhakti avyabhicharini, if it is like that, then that bhakti is knowledge, Krishna says. Knowledge is not based on mind and intelligence. Knowledge is based on the one's life in this world. When one is living in that way, in this world, you can say he has knowledge. He has knowledge. So, here, sa cha jnanam. So, a person who has decided in that way, who decided to go in this direction, which means maijananya yogena bhakti avivijarini, for him, in order to execute his sadhana, there is a place necessary, and that is what is called vivikta desha sevitam. The next verse. So, what is yoga sadhana? What is the first step? The first step is that one has to develop a taste for solitude. One has to develop a taste for solitude. Normally people don't like solitude, isn't it? So, for many people they find it very difficult to be alone. Is it not? Difficult to be alone. They want somebody always, so that they can gossip or talk or whatever. It just becomes a habit in that way. So, because people are generally frightened about their own mind, that's the biggest problem people have, their fear of their own mind. Because if you stay alone, from inside he will start the problem. We know that, don't we? That if you sit alone, that's why most of the people find it difficult to sit still, sit alone. So they go somewhere, phone up somebody, or all modern accessories what we have got, to fiddle with, and something like that, we will keep doing these things. So, if you are alone, he will start talking from inside, the mind. And that is fearful, that's very frightening to the person. So he is looking for somebody always. You will notice this often, because this fear in the people's mind, sometimes they'll switch on the radio, they are not listening to the radio, they are doing something else. But the sound of the radio gives them a feeling that there is somebody there. Or sometimes the television is on. They're not watching the television. Or they're not interested, they're not probably bothered about it. They're doing some other work. But the television will be on. Why? They feel there is somebody in the house. They substituted their friends with television or radio like that. Some noise should come from somewhere. That's all what they want to hear. So, if when you see these things in anywhere, you can take that there is some serious disturbance in that person's mind. It may not come out, but you can, often you will find this. It is not very, people who are observant, they can see these things. People find it difficult to sit alone and sit quiet. And they find that there has to have some noise going on around them, and they'll go after that. So, Krishna says here that vivikta desha sevitam. Vivikta desha sevitam is not like that you bring your radio or television there and stay alone somewhere. No. Completely in solitude and ekanda sthiti. Krishna says ekanda sthiti. In Aparoksha Anubhuti, Ajari Swami mentions about this. He says like this, ado madhyeja antayeja jeno yasminna vidyade. That is his definition of solitude. Ado madhyeja andeja jeno yasmin na vidyade. In other words, initially there were nobody there, in the middle also there was no one there, and in the future also there is nobody going to be there. That is, he calls it as vivikta desha sevitam. He calls it as vivikta desha sevitam. And where is that place where there was no one in the beginning, no one in the middle, and no one at the end? It's only inside us, is it not? Not outside, it's inside us. So solitude, you have to experience inside. Not, you may be in the presence of so many people, but inside that solitude has to be experienced. That solitude has to be experienced inside. So, ekanda ityuktam na one who is executing sadhana, he has to find some solitude or isolation from the rest of the world and execute and practice his chanting the holy name or meditation or whatever process or reading, whatever, engage in spiritual activity as much as possible to execute that in solitude. Execute that in solitude. That's why old age, if you are not getting sleep, in the middle of the night if you wake up, that's the best time for sadhana. That you should not worry, oh, I'm not getting sleep, because everybody else is sleeping. So it's the best time for sadhana. Utilize it in that way. So, next one is, Krishna says, in that time, Vivikta Desha Sevitvam, thing is, Aradir Jana Samsadi, Krishna says there. Aradir Jana Samsadi. Aradir Jana Samsadi. Jana Samsadi Aradhi. In situations, these persons who are executing sadhana in that way, they will find it very difficult to be in the middle of hundreds of people. They won't enjoy it. They don't relish it. To be with hundreds and thousands of people, they don't feel any pleasure in that. So, because when you have a few people, you will see, for example, even when you go for spiritual programs like Rath Yatra, or even in Harinam, or anywhere, when you have a group of people, or one of these, what do they call, the Kirtan Mela, or somewhere, anywhere like that, where you may have hundreds of people there, it is possible that in those situations also, naturally, there will be gossip. Gossip will happen. Gossip will happen. They will ask, oh, where have you come from? Then the other person will say someplace, or say, oh, I knew some of my relations are living there nearby. Like this, it will start. I knew him who was living there for years ago. And then question will continue, what about the family? Who are you married? How got wife? How got children? And what the children doing? This way, this extension goes on like this, this discussions. So, Krishna says here that that what we talked about before, UM, UM, YM, YM, that habit of mixing with people so freely and to discuss all these matters related to family, society and all that, Krishna says that is to be given up. That is not a good thing. For spiritual life, it's not favorable, because Krishna is saying here, Vivikta Desha Sevitvam Aradar Jana Samsadi. All it does is, it creates chittavritti inside. The mind, which is meant for inward looking, instead it goes more into the world. The society and the family and all, they pull you out into the world more than allowing you to go inwards. So therefore, it is advice for that reason only. It's not that anybody, we are hating anyone. But for your own spiritual progress, it's necessary to develop that habit in that way. So, another janasamsadi. You can see this, one who is serious about spiritual sadhana, executing sadhana very seriously, bhakti sadhana or jnana sadhana or yoga sadhana, whatever it is, as soon as they sit in the middle of so many people, they feel very tired and weak after a while. Because those who are around you, their vasanas will fulfill that whole environment. Those people who are present there, they will influence the atmosphere there. They will influence the atmosphere there. So, therefore, normally the nature is that they turn away from there and go into seclusions. That is what Krishna is saying here, Aradar Janasamsadi. If you look into places like Rishikesh and Haridwar and all that, from time immemorial, people went to these places only for this reason. They didn't want any more connection with the home and connection with the society, because it doesn't help you in your spiritual life. It's difficult to do all that. So most of them avoided this association, walked away from home, those who are very serious about it, isn't it? So when you are alone and in seclusions, it is possible that what you are reading, hearing, thinking about all the spiritual side activities of the soul, it becomes a little bit more clearer. There is 5 verses of how to execute sadhana. It's known as sadhana panchakam. 5 verses. And in one of those verses, Acharya Swami mentions like this, that ekhande sukhamasyatam paradare cheda samadhiyatam purnatma susamikshyatam jagatitam tadbhaditam drushyatam prakarma pralopyatam chitibalanam apyuthayi shishyatam paradhanyaha bujyatam athapara brahmatmana sthiyatam. Now, these things, there won't be big difference in the process of Jnana Margam and Bhakti Margam. They are very much, very closer. Anyone who is executing sadhana, for him, these are important. The reason is like this, that in order to get attracted to the soul and to get fixed on the soul, solitude helps a lot. Solitude helps a lot. And In the Viveka Chudamani, it mentions like this. Ekanda sthiti
indriyobaramane hedur damas chetasa samrodhe karanam shamena vilayam yayadaham hamvasana.
Verse 368.
Tenanandarasani bodhi rachala brahmi sada yogina tasma chitta nirodham eva sadadam karya prayatno mune.
Muni's nature. Muni means one who is very thoughtful. Thoughtful person, state is mentioned here.
Ekandasthiti indriyobaramane hedur damas chetasa samrodhe karanam shamena vilayam yayadaham vasana tena ananda rasanubhuti achala brahmi sada yogina tasma chitta nirodham eva sadam karya prayatno muni.
Living in a very secluded place, retired place, serves to control the sense organs. It helps to control the sense organs living alone. And if one is able to control the senses, it helps to control the mind. And when you have control of the mind, it controls your ego. And this again gives the person who is practicing the yoga process a realization, unbroken realization of the bliss of the Brahman, Brahman stage. Therefore, the man of reflection should always strive only to control of the mind. That is that verse is saying.
Ekandasthiti indriyoparamane hedur damas chetasa samrodhe karanam shamena vilayam yayad aham vasana. Tena ananda rasanubhuti achala brahmi sada yoginam tasma chitta nirodha eva sadadam karya prayatno muni.
You may ask why we have to go into that complicated things, isn't it? We like our simple life, simple spiritual life. That's what we want all the time. A little bit chanting, dancing, feasting. We want to stay in that way. If you look into Srimad Bhagavatam, when Bhishma Pitamaha was giving up his body, you know Bhishma Stuti comes in the Bhagavadam at that time. If you look into Bhishma Stuti, you will see what Bhishma had to say about it. If you have Srimad Bhagavadam, look into the chapter 9 of the first canto. When you may not have noticed these things, because generally we just read the translation purport and don't look more than that. But if you look into what Bhishma had to say in the 9th chapter, Bhishma Stuti comes, is it not? Bhishma Stuti comes in the 9th chapter of the first canto.
Bhishma says, prior to that history, you know how Bhishma Stuti happened. Bhishma Stuti happened because after Kunti glorified Krishna, Kunti Devi glorified Krishna. Kunti Stuti in the Bhagavatam is famous. The first personality who glorified Krishna is Kunti Devi. After Kunti Devi glorified Krishna, and at the end of that, Krishna decided to give that mercy to Kunti Devi. And it mentions here, Prudhayetham Kalapadhai, in the 8th chapter, 44th verse, Parinudakhilo Dayaha Mandam Jahasa Vaikuntho Mohayan Nivamayaya. Mandam Jahasa Vaikuntho Mohayan Nivamayaya. That seeing Kunti Devi's situation, Krishna smiled. Krishna smiled. Mandam Jahasa Vaikundam Mohayan Niva Mayaya. And Tam Bhadamitu Bhamandram Pravishagajasa Akhvayam Sriyascha Subiram Yasin Premna Rajna Nivaridaham. That Premna Rajna Nivaridaham. Kunti Devi's love for Krishna and the Pandava's love for Krishna. And when all these things happened, Yudhishthira Maharaj started feeling inside a terribly upset stage. Who? Yudhishthira. Kunti Devi was pacified. You have to remember Kunti Devi's experience in the Mahabharatam. No other mother has experienced in this world. What she went through throughout that her life in this world. And that we spoke about it yesterday. At that time, Sudha Goswami says there that suddenly from nowhere, Yudhishthira Maharaj started getting very disturbed inside. He could not check himself. And everybody thought that if Krishna can talk to Yudhishthira, Kunti Devi was pacified, Arjuna was pacified, everybody else was pacified, but Yudhishthira was not pacified. That is why Sutta says there one important thing. Vyasadyair Ishware Ajye Krishnen Albhudagarmanaham Prabodhido Vidhi Haser Na Abhudyada Shucharpidaham. He says, Vyasadyair Ishware Ajye Krishnen Albhudagarmanaham. Vedavyasa Maharshi tried to pacify Yudhishthira Maharaj. Vedavyasa told Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira, this whole thing what is going on here in this world, you should not get disturbed over it. Vedavyasa told him that Krishna creates us through other people, is it not? And Krishna kills us also through other people. That's what goes on in this world. Is it not? We are created through some people and then some war or some calamity comes and we get killed by through other people. This is a continuous process going in the nature, going on in the nature. So Vedavyasa told him that janena janenaiva, through people you create people and you kill them through other people. This is the way Krishna is doing, what can we do about it? Yudhishthira was not convinced on that. He got very disturbed over that. Some people are like that. Only if they hear from someone whom they trust, they will accept it. That is the problem with some people. Everybody has that. They will listen to somebody, they won't listen to others. Even if they have told them the right thing, they won't accept it. It has to come from the person whom they have faith. You will always see this in this world. Similarly, some people are very particular, it should be spoken in English only, then they will accept it. Or in a language what they have faith in that. Only they will accept. If you speak in another language, even if they understand it, they will tell you, tell me in English, they will say. Only then they will accept it. It is just the nature. So generally what happens is, if a person is very serious in spiritual life, Krishna will make sure that he will put someone in front of him who will speak that language to him. That is Krishna's arrangement. To that extent, Krishna makes adjustment in this world. You can see this, if you have talked to devotees, you will see this nature in different devotees. Some devotees, only some sannyasi or guru has to tell them, only then they will accept it. Otherwise they won't. They'll think, who are you to say? even if it's there in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, they cannot accept it. So the person whom they have the faith has to tell them. Only then they will accept it. Or in a language that they understand, which they feel comfortable with, in that language you have to tell them. And then they will say, you have to speak in the Birmingham accent or in the Newcastle accent. Only then they will accept it. Like this, people have different nature. This, you can see this everywhere in the world, it is like that. People have a nature like that. This was the same problem Yudhishthira had. Yudhishthira cannot accept what Krishna says. Yudhishthira cannot accept what Vedavyasa says. Yudhishthira cannot accept what Dhaumya says anything. He is not able to put his faith in any of them. That is why he says, Vyasadye Ishware Hajnye Krishnair Albhuda Garmanaham. Sudha Goswami says there, Krishna knows this problem with Yudhishthira. So that is why he spoke the whole Bhagavad Gita to Yudhishthira, and Yudhishthira slept whole time. Even though all the sages were present there, Vedavyas, Dhaumya and others, Pandavas were there, everybody was present there, and Yudhishthira was having big problem inside after the war. I am responsible for the whole thing. And Vedavyas told him, you are not responsible. Somebody else is doing this from the behind. You are just a tool in the hand. He won't accept it. He firmly believed that he is responsible for the Mahabharata war. Once some idea like that gets in, then you start burning inside, isn't it? I am responsible for the death of so many people. I am responsible that so many women are without their husbands. I am responsible that so many children have no father. Like this, he kept on meditating on that and getting disturbed over it. This is what happened to Yudhishthira at that time. If you read Mahabharatam, you will see this more there. In this very summarized way, it is in the Bhagavatam. So, when all these things happen, Vyasadye Ishware Rajne Krishner Albhuda Garmana, says Sudha Goswami, that Vedavyasa Maharshi tried, it didn't work. And then Krishne Albhuda Garmana, Krishna understood the problem. That somebody has to tell him whom he has trust. Otherwise he won't accept it. Because you have to remember, Yudhishthira is elder to Krishna, isn't it? Arjuna and Krishna is same age group. So he is seeing Krishna as a younger brother. So it's more difficult to take instructions from him. Plus, Yudhishthira is very much fixed on dharma. Dharma is his key force behind it. After that, although Krishna tried to speak to him, it will not make any difference in him. It has no effect at all. And it was at that time, Krishna said to Yudhishthira, suppose Bhishma tells you, will you accept this, what I am saying to you? He said, outrightly, Yudhishthira told Krishna, did you not kill him as well in this war? That was his straight response. Did he not get him killed? Only then Krishna reminded him that he lost in the war, but he is still lying there waiting for to die on the bed of arrows. So, and let's all go there, and the whole Pandavas and others all together, Krishna and Yudhishthira, everyone together goes to see Bhishma there. It goes to see Bhishma there. And what happened between Yudhishthira and Bhishma there is the 9th chapter. There you will notice what all happened. By Krishna's arrangement, when Krishna was going there, all the great sages arrived there. You can see the list mentioned there. Parvado Narado Dhaumyo Bhagavan Badarayana Brihadasho Bharadvaja Sashishyo Renugasuda Vasishta Indra Pramada Tridogul Samado Asida കക്ഷീവാൻ ഗൗരമോ അത്രിശ്ച കൗശികോദ സുദർശന അന്യേജമുനയോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ബ്രഹ്മരാധാദയോ അമലാഹ ശിഷ്യൈരുവേദോ ആ ജഗ്മോ കശ്യപ അംഗിരസാദയാം താൻ സമയിതാൻ മഹാഭാഗാൻ ഉപലഭ്യമസൂത്തമ പൂജയാമാസ ധർമ്മജ്ഞോ ദേശകാല വിഭാഗവിദ്. എ ലിസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് സേജസ് പ്രോംപ്റ്റഡ് ബൈ കൃഷ്ണ ഫ്രം വിത്തിൻ ദേ ഹാവ് ഓൾസോ അറൈവ്ഡ് ഓൺ ദ സീൻ ഇൻ നിയർ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ടു ഭീഷ്മ. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ വെൻ ഭീഷ്മ സോ കൃഷ്ണ ഹി വാണ്ടഡ് ടു വർഷിപ്പ് ഹിം ദർ ബിക്കോസ് ഹി ഹാസ് അറൈവ്ഡ് ദർ. He couldn't do it. Why he is on the bed of arrows? He is lying there, isn't it? That's what you will see here. Krishnam ja tal prabhavajnyam. 10th verse. Krishnam ja tal prabhavajnyam asinam jagadishwaram hridistam pujayamasa mayayo vata vigraham. Because he couldn't do the worship of Krishna properly with flowers and incense and water and receiving properly, what did he do? Hridistam pujayamasa. In his mind, in heart, he offered the worship to Krishna. A day will come when you will not be able to do deity worship anymore. Physical body won't allow that. That is why generally all the great pujaris who do deity worship in the big temples, they just don't do only deity worship. What they do, another thing called manasa puja along with the deity worship, because deity worship is very much on a physical plane, is it not? Your body will go one day, it cannot do it anymore. So therefore what they do, along with the deity worship, every day when they are doing the deity worship, for some time after that they will do their manasa puja also. Manasa puja is performed. Inside the mind they will worship Krishna, within the heart they will do a worship. After their deity worship, deity worship is external, manasa puja is internal. And at some stage when you cannot do deity worship anymore, I'm talking about those who are very serious in spiritual life, they will continue to do the manasa puja inside. And that is what Bhishma did. You see here, Krishnam jadal prabhavajnyam asinam jagadishwaram pradistam pujayamasa mayayovata vigraham. Mayayovata vigraham, Krishna's presence there. Then there is a conversation between Bhishma and Yudhishthira. So what did he say? There was a number of questions. Yudhishthira asked Bhishma. Many questions he asked. And Bhishma started answering them. He says to them, Pandav aho kashtam aho anyayam yadyoyam dharmanandana ജീവിതം അർഹത ക്ലിഷ്ടം വിപ്ര ധർമ്മ അച്യുത ആശ്രയാഹ. വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് വേർഡ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വൈ ഭീഷ്മ ഈസ് സെയിങ് ടു യുധിഷ്ഠിരൻ ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ സച്ച് പവർഫുൾ പീപ്പിൾ ഹു പാണ്ഡവാസ് ദേ ആർ ലോകപാലാസ് ഇൻകാർണേഷൻസ് ദേ ആർ അംശാവതാരം ദേ ആർ ഓ ഡിഫറെൻ്റ് ലോകപാലാസ് ഇസ് ഇൻ സോ Yudhishthira, Bhishma says to them, aho kashtam, aho anyayam. How sad it is, he says. How sad it is. Yadhyuyam dharmanandana. That Yudhishthira, jeevidam arhada krishtam. You are not supposed to be going through these difficulties in life, what you are going through now. Jeevidam arhada krishtam. Why? Vipra, dharma, achyuta, ashrayaham. You have completely taken shelter of the Brahmanas, because they were very respectful to the Brahmanas, were they not? Who? The Pandavas. Pandavas were very respectful to the Brahmanas. And they lived their life based on dharma. They never deviated from dharma. They followed the path of dharma very much. Added to all that, they also had complete shelter of Krishna. Achyuta Ashraya. Vipra, Dharma, Achyuta, Ashraya. What is the important message here? Important message is, even if you have followed Dharma, even if you have taken complete shelter of Krishna, even if you have followed all the religious principles and worship Brahmana, still distress will come in life. This is the lesson from this. That is what Bhishma is saying to them. We are thinking if we do make some adjustments, distress should not come in life. No, it is not like that. That is the most important point there. Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam dharma nandana, jividam narhada krishtam, vipra dharma achyuda ashrayaha. They have taken complete shelter of the, they followed everything. They lived their life proper. They didn't break the laws of dharma. They followed the principles of dharma very strictly. They have taken, and Krishna is with them all the time. Krishna is with them all the time. And they have taken complete shelter of the religious principles and complete shelter of Krishna. In spite of that, distress came in their life. Normally, what do we say? We say, oh, if I take Krishna shelter, there should be, everything will be sorted, isn't it? That's why we take shelter, Krishna shelter. No, it's not like that. This is the principle, that just because you have taken shelter doesn't mean that your prarabdham has gone away. Prarabdham is still there. It is to indicate that point this is making. Bhagavata Siddhantam is like that. People find that very difficult to accept that, is it not? No, it is not like that. Bhagavata Siddhantam is, prarabdham will not be taken away like that. You have to go through that. Ipra dharma chya ashrayaha. Then how did Bhishma put it to him? Sarvam kalakridam manyi. Kalam. Time will, time is prakriti. Prakriti's nature is time, isn't it? Who is time? Krishna is the time. We call it as Krishna, somebody calls it as prakriti, somebody calls it as time, someone else calls it as time. Ultimately, that force which is operating within the material nature, sarvam kalakridam manye bhavadam jayada priyam sapalo yadvashe loko vayoriva khanavali. See that? Sapalo yadvashe loko. The whole world is under the control of that power. Vayoriva khanavali. Just like the air carries us from one place to another, that power is making all the decisions. Even Krishna doesn't have anything to, he's not going to change that. Krishna also knows that, that power which is controlling everything is controlling our life, and that is what has happened to you also. You should not get too concerned about it, because Yudhishthira's problem was that he was responsible, he was thinking, for the war. Whereas Bhishma is telling them now, you are not responsible. That superior force which is controlling the material nature, prakriti, is doing its things. It operates through you, operates through Kauravas, operates through so many different people in different ways. You are just a puppet in the hands of that material nature, Prakriti's hands. That is why when Yudhishthira was told by Bhishma like this, Yudhishthira got a little bit pacified. Yudhishthira got pacified. In these things, you can't do anything in this world as far as material nature is concerned. Material nature will act its own way in this creation. We have no freedom there. We have no freedom there. Only freedom what we have is to take the instructions from Krishna about the soul and realize the self and escape from here. That's the freedom what we have got. In even there, there will be so many obstacles. But Krishna's point is that when you start taking the responsibility on your shoulders, and you start thinking you are responsible for that, then you are in trouble. If you start thinking the world is going on with these problems, I have to sort this out, then I will be in trouble. That is the point he is making here. Yudhishthira felt exactly the same problem after the war. He felt he was responsible for everything, all the distress, what happened. Bhishma had to change that understanding. It was then that Yudhishthira asked this question. Kodharma sarvadharmanam. In the Vishnu Sahasranam you will see, and that is when 1000 names of Vishnu were spoken. In the Mahabharatam you will see that. So you will lot of things happened, and then finally Bhishma, after saying all these things, he told him Bhakta Vishyam Ano Yasmin 23 Yasmin Vajayam Namakirtayan Tejan Kalebaram Yogi Uchade Kama Karmavi. Bhishma is ready to leave the body. Ready to leave the body. Bhaktavesham anoyasmin. That bhakti inside, vajayam namakirtayan. And because of the bhakti inside, he started chanting the holy name. And tejan kalebaram yogi uchade kama karmabhi. When a yogi leaves the body in that state, he gets released from kama karmabhi. Kama karmabhi means that fruitive activities. Tijan kayavaram yogi uchade kama karmabhi. When a yogi leaves the body in this state, how? Bhaktavesham anoyasmin vajayam namakirtayan. Chanting the holy name, completely filled with bhakti, thoughts of Krishna. He was waiting for Krishna to come. Bhishma was waiting for Krishna to come. And when Krishna arrived, then after talking to Yudhishthira all these things, Bhishma turned his attention from Yudhishthira to Krishna. At this time. Bhishma turned his attention from Yudhishthira to Krishna. And he mentions there, Tadapi ekanta bhakteshu pashya bhuvanu kampidam yanni asum stejada sakshal Krishna darshanam agada. When he started looking at Krishna very carefully, seriously, and then he wanted to give up his body, and tejan kalevaram yogi muchade kama karma bhi. If a person leaves the body in that state, fully thoughts of Krishna inside, chanting his holy name, and if he gets released, leave his body in that state, muchade kama karma bhi. He will not be affected by the fruitive activities anymore. Kama karma bhi will not happen. Sadeva devo bhagavan pradikshadam kalebaram yavadidam hinomyaham prasanna hasa aruna lochano lasal mukhambujo dhyana bada chadurbhujah. Again, more interesting thing in the Bhishma study. Here you will notice something. Krishna is standing in front. Then Bhishma is saying to Krishna, come inside me. Sometimes our own experience, we will be standing in front of the deity and will be thinking about paying the bills. You are in front of the deity, but why mind is like that, isn't it? Some thoughts will come and take the mind away to something else. Sometimes you see, people come in front of the deity and stand like this and close their eyes. Like you come all the way to see the deity and then they close their eyes. They won't see the deity. So, and when you close the deity, there is two worlds we are always operating. One the outside world, and there is another world inside. So, inside world will respond in a different way than the outside world. You will sometimes look at the outside world, and the inside world will be playing its game. Is it not? We all have that experience, isn't it? So here, what did Bhishma do? Bhishma says to Krishna, it's nice you have come. Sadeva devo bhagavan pratikshadam. I am so pleased that you have come. Kaleberam yavaditam hinomiham. That seeing this beautiful body, eyes are seeing, but mind is not entering into it. Mind is not entering into it. And he says, prasannaha sa aruna lojano illasal mukhambujam dhyanapada chaturbhujaha. He says, come inside me. In that four-handed form, in my dhyanam, he says, in my meditation, please come inside and come into my dhyanam. Because Bhishma knows very well, externally I may be seeing something, but if my thoughts are on something else, then it doesn't help, does it? Because he wants to leave the world. He wants to leave the world. He wants to leave the world complete, surrender to Krishna. That was his desire. Then, after that, we won't go through the whole thing. What happened was, Bhishma's famous Bhishma Stuti begins from verse 32. Iti madirukal upakalpita vidrishnam bhagavati sattvata pungave vibhumni sasukham upagade kuchid duhartam pravatim upeyushiyal bhava pravaham tribhuvana kamanam tamala varnam revikara gauravaram varam dadhane babur alagakula avrna ananamjam vijaya sakhe redhirastumena vadhyam. You will see one interesting thing here. Generally, people like to see Krishna in a particular form. Either a two-handed Krishna's form or a four-handed Vishnu form, Narayana form. One of those forms are known forms, isn't it? But see what happened in Bhishma's case. Bhishma did not ask for the two-handed form or the four-handed form. Instead, he is seeing Krishna according to Bhishma's vasana inside. What is Bhishma's vasana? Bhishma is a Kshatriya, is it not? He had gone through a war then at that moment and gone through that war so well that vasanas have not completely left him yet. So when he looked at Krishna, the Krishna what Bhishma is saying is, you were not see that deity anywhere. That form what they have talked about Bhishma, Krishna. What is Krishna's dress now? He is sweating heavily. That is a form Bhishma is saying in Krishna. He is sweating well and all the dust has fallen on the body and he is sticking to the body. Krishna's black hair is all over and not tied properly. And looking at Krishna, he says, Yuditu rega rejo vidumra vishwa kajalulida shramavari alankradasyem mama nishida sharir vibidhyamanam tuji vilajal kavachestu Krishna alma. That all the arrows what Bhishma has shot on Krishna, blood is coming from Krishna's body, and this is what he is relishing now. Bhishma is relishing that form, what happened in the battlefield. All that has come to Bhishma's thoughts. Not the generally, how do we like to see Krishna dressed nicely and with a crown and flute in the hand. No, Bhishma likes to see that. That is due to vasana inside. Bhishma's vasana source, because he is a Kshatriya and he enjoyed fighting with Krishna. Is it not? When Krishna jumped out of the chariot with the disc to kill the old man got really enjoyed it. That spirit of fighting with Krishna. And he says there that at that time, Sabadi Sakivajo Nishamya Madhye Njabarayo Belayo Ratham Niveshya Stitavadi Parasaini Gayurashno Khadavadi Partha Sakhe Ratir Mamastu. Arjuna says to Krishna that Senayor Bhayor Madhye Ratham Stavaya Machuda, he says. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will see there. At that time Arjuna is thinking that Krishna is just a chariot driver, isn't like a taxi driver or something. He says, bring the chariot and park in front of the army, he says, the Kaurava army. Krishna did a little bit cunning thing there. What he did was, deliberately he brought the chariot and kept it right in the middle of Bhishma and Drona. Deliberately he did that because he knew that as soon as he sees Bhishma and Drona, Arjuna will collapse. He knew that. And that was a kind of a smart thing what Krishna did. He could have stopped anywhere else. Instead, deliberately between Krishna, Bhishma is his grandfather for Arjuna, isn't it? Bhishma Pitamaha, great grandfather. So he has to kill him. Other side is the teacher, Drona. So to fight with both of them, Arjuna never wanted that. To fight and to kill them. It's a difficult thing for Arjuna to do. Duryodhana, and he could have brought them to Duryodhana and kept it in front of him. Or Karna, or anybody else, didn't do that. Deliberately brought the chariot and put it in front of Bhishma and Drona. So, he says, Savadi Sakivajo Nishamya Madhye Nija Parayor Belayo Ratham Niveshya Stitavadi Parasainik Ayurashno Hradavadi Partha Sakhe Radir Mamastu. At that point in time, Krishna looked at the whole Kaurava army and Pandava army also, and Bhishma says, I understood what that looks meant. Just by looks alone, they have taken away all our lives, was gone, finished with that. And all that he was saying to Arjuna, all you have to do is to now shoot some arrows and they'll be dead, they'll be gone, you can have the credit. But actually they were already killed. Why? By Krishna's very looking at one eye, they used to look at, and with the eye it passed on to their lifespan, was taken away from them. So like that, all the Bhishma Stuti you have to go through. And then what is more important, three things he spoke about in the Bhishma Stuti, three important things which Bhishma always thought about Krishna as very important incidents in life, in Krishna's time in this world. One was the that this incident when Krishna jumped out of the chariot to kill Bhishma, I'll never forget that, says Bhishma. Second incident was Krishna's amazing rasa dance in the Vrindavana Leela. And finally, the last thing was the incident in Rajasuya sacrifice where Shishupala gave up his life. These three incidents he mentions here. Vijayaratha Kudumbam Atha Totre Ridahaya Rashminita Chriye Kshaniyem ഭഗവതിരതിരസ്തുമേമുഷോർയമിഹ നിരീക്ഷകഥാഗതാസ്വരൂപം ലളിതഗതിവിലാസവൽഗുഹാസം പ്രണയ നിരീക്ഷണ കൽപ്പിതോരുമാനം കൃതമനുകൃതവത്യ ഉന്മഥാന്തം പ്രകൃതിമകൻ കിളയസ്യ ഗോപവധ്വാം. ദെൻ ലാസ്റ്റ്ലി രാജസൂയം. മുനിഗണ നൃപവര്യ സങ്കുലേന്ദ സദസ് യുധിഷ്ഠിരാജസൂയമേഷാം അർഹണം ഉപഭേദമീക്ഷണീയോ മമ ദൃശി ഗോചര ഏഷ ആവിരാത്മാം. സോ ദീസ് ത്രീ ഇൻസിഡൻസ് ഇൻ ഭീഷ്മസ്തുതി, ഭീഷ്മ സ്പോക്ക് ടു കൃഷ്ണ. ദീസ് ത്രീ ഇൻസിഡൻസ് ഇൻ ദി ലൈഫ്. ആൻഡ് ഫൈനലി വാട്ട് ഡസ് ഭീഷ്മ സേയ്സ്? ഫൈനലി ഭീഷ്മ സേയ്സ് വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ സേയ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ഭഗവത്ഗീത. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് വേർഡ്സ്? തം ഇമം അഹം അജം ശരീരഭാജാം ഹൃദി ഹൃദി നിഷ്ഠിതം ആത്മകൽപ്പിദാനം. ഹി സേയ്സ് ഐ വാണ്ട് ദാറ്റ് ഫൈനൽ റിയലൈസേഷൻ. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ദ ഫൈനൽ റിയലൈസേഷൻ? വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് സ്പോക്കൺ, ദാറ്റ് പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് യു ഇൻസൈഡ് മീ. He says, isn't it? What Krishna says in the 10th chapter, what did he say? Aham Atma Gudakesha, that is that verse. So, Bhishma closes his prayers in this way. Tam imam aham ajam sharira bhajam hridi hridi dishtidam atma kalpidanam. Who is situated in everyone's heart as the soul, which is me, aham, that awareness inside, let that come to me, Bhishma says to Krishna. So Bhishma Stuti is a very good representation of that 10th chapter, a practical demonstration of what happened in Bhishma's death time. Bhagavatam teaches us not how to live in this world, it also teaches us how to die in this world. This Bhishma's life is to indicate to us how to die in this world. So after glorifying Krishna, final request from from Bhishma to Krishna is this: tamimam aham ajam sharira bhajam hridi hridi nishtidam atma kalpidanam pratidrisham ivaneega dharkamegam samadigathosmi vidudam bhedamoha. Viduda bhedamoha, bhedamoha means dvandvam, duality. Let me get released from that duality. Duality is what? Duality is this, that I have identification with the body, one. And secondly, my real identity as the soul, when it comes, duality goes, is it not? So here he is saying, tam imam aham aham ajam. Aham ajam, that me inside, aham, awareness inside, ajam, which is unborn, which is awareness, isn't it? Ajam it is. Remember, Krishna defined this awareness earlier in the chapter as ajam, if you remember that. So that aham ajam, which is now conditioned by the body, sharira bhajam, and but hridi hridi dishtinam atma kalpidanam, but it is always present there in the heart of everyone as atma kalpidanam, as present. So the soul, it is experienced. Just like the sun, which is in the sky, it reflects in all water tanks, water pots everywhere, it reflects. Similarly, Atma, who is one, is present in everyone as the self. Is present in everyone as the self. That is what it is. Pratidrisham iva neika arkamegam. Arka is one, sun is one, arkam egam. That one sun is reflecting in all the tanks, water tanks, isn't it? If you look at the tank in the well, you see the sun. If you keep a pot of water here, you see the sun there. In the sea, the sun reflects. In the all the lakes, sun reflects. In the rivers, sun reflects. But sun is one. That pradidrisham eva neika arkam egam. That arkam egam arka, arka means sun. That one sun is reflecting everywhere. Similarly, hridi hridi dishtinam atma kalpidanam, that atma or awareness, consciousness, which is reflecting in every condition, in every body, not only human bodies, in all other living entities as well. It is saying that Bhishma closed his prayers to Krishna. So when you read this Bhishma Stuti, you should keep these things in the mind. That understand that how Bhishma also is requesting Krishna to bring that awareness back into his at the time of leaving the body. Because that is the final release from this bodily existence. Isn't it? Then what happened was, you will see the next verse in the 43rd, Krishna evam bhagavadi manovag drishtivrtivi Almanam Aveshya so andashwaso uparamat. Almanya Almanam Aveshya. That the Jivalma Paramalma difference has gone away inside and identity is established inside. Jivalma Paramalma Yor Aikyam. That is what it is. Almanya Almanam Aveshya. And finally, Sondashwaso uparamat. Final, he released his breath. After this, what happened was that all these great sages who were present there, all the great personalities who were present there, they were all leaving the place. Krishna went back, Pandavas also gone back, and the great sages were also going back. When they were going back, they were talking to each other. They were talking to each other. What were they saying? They were saying like this. They were saying that if we have to leave this world, you have to leave it like, leave like this, like the way Bhishma has left. It is a very good example of how to leave the world. Bhishma's exit from this world. What was happening there? Normally, when somebody dies, what do? We bring a garland from the temple or some tulsi leaves or some sandalwood pulp and this like that, and we're saying that Krishna has come with the garland. But here, Krishna himself has come to say goodbye to Bhishma. That is the first thing. Obviously, Bhishma must have prayed this before in his life, that at the time of departure, Krishna must come. And Krishna has decided to fulfill that desire, one thing. Secondly, to leave the body in this way, looking at, seeing Krishna outside, and Krishna inside as well, both inside and outside, and chanting Krishna's name, holy names, and to leave the body in this way is really highly commendable, isn't it? Something which you cannot expect in an average person's life. So all the rishis, they were saying, sages who were leaving, they were talking to each other. Just like when we go for a festival or any program, people who are interested in different things, they will talk about that, is it not? Somebody who is interested in the prasadam, they'll talk about the prasadam when they go. When they're going back after the feast was good, or I enjoyed the kachoris or samosas, whatever, it was made well. So those who are interested in the feast, they'll talk about the feast. Those who are interested about the kirtanam, they'll talk about the kirtan was very good. They will talk about the kirtanam. Or somebody else who is interested in the in the prabhashanam or pravachanam or lecture, they'll talk about the lecture, whatever that has happened. So different things people will talk according to their nature or their taste. Similarly, the sages who were leaving the place, their concern was about Bhishma's, what they talked about was about Bhishma's departure from this world. And it says here, Tushtavurmanayo Akrishwa Krishnam tad guhyanam abhi tataste krishna hridaya swashraman prayu punah tatasta krishna hridaya swashraman prayu punah. Their hearts were completely filled with Krishna and they were going home and they were talking to each other. Say Sudha Goswami says here, what were they talking about? If we have to leave the body, we would like to leave the body like the way Bhishma has left the body. They were talking to each other like this, saying that Bhishma Stuti ends there. So, coming back to Srimad Bhagavatam, what we have seen there is that Vivikta Desha Sevitvam Aradar Janasamsadi, isn't it? So, this Nirvikalpa Samadhi, without any Vikalpam, total absorption in the self, that is Nirvikalpam. And that is what Bhishma was talking about in the final verses. You can see there also. So, So, Vivikta Desha Sevitvam Aradir Janasamsadi. And nature, to develop that nature to be alone. And uneasiness in the presence of others, too many people around. Two things. Vivikta Desha Sevitvam means liking solitude for spiritual advancement. Aradra Janasamsadi, feeling uncomfortable in the association of too many people. You know that this is Bhagavata principle. What did Dattatreya Maharshi say? When there were two, they will talk. When there are more than two, there will be arguments. Egam eva charet bhikshu. Therefore, bhikshu should go egam eva charet bhikshu. Egam eva charet bhikshu. That is the principle. Those who want to advance in spiritual life, they should go it alone, do it alone. This is the principle. I know we don't like it. We like the other way. All together, hundreds, thousands together. And then we think we all go together there and continue the social life from here, there, take it there. But that's not how it is. Egam eva charet bhikshu. Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, you can notice that. So, that is kadayandashyamam salsangam. But if the association is salsangam, then it is not wrong. If it is salsangam. If it is something else, then it is no good. So that is why it says here that if there is no satsangam, solitude. Solitude is the best. If there is satsangam, then it is acceptable because you will see Krishna mentioned katayandaschama nitya tushyandija ramandija. Devotees join together to talk about Krishna. Then it is pleasure. It is a happiness. It is happiness. To talk about Krishna together is pleasant. It's enjoyable because it takes you away from the body. It takes you to the soul. Soul is Krishna. So as long as we are discussing about the soul, sat, and that sangam with the sat, which is salsangam, so there this restriction doesn't apply. Otherwise, vivikta desha sevitvam aradir janasamsadi. So allowing, sitting in solitude and allowing the mind to wander around in the world, it's better than that to sit in the salsangam and to hear about Krishna. To hear about Krishna. So, otherwise, without salsangam, there will be dusangam will happen. Dusangam will happen. So, that is why Bhartrahari mentions this. You remember yesterday we were talking about Bhartrahari. Bhartrahari says like this, that he says that
Dhanyanam girikandareshu vasadam jodiparam dhyayatam ananda shrukunam vibandishakuna nishkamam keshaya asmagam tu manoradhobajar archida prasadava abhitata krida khanana keli kauduga yas ushmayuparam kshiyate. Dhanyanam girikandareshu vasadam jodiparam dhyayatam.
Bhartrahari says, they are so fortunate who are able to stay away in loneliness, in isolation, and able to absorb in the inquiry of the self. Inquiry of the self. So, you will notice this, if you study Bhagavatam carefully, you will see this. You know that Vidura left home, is it not? Before the war. And for 36 years, he was on a pilgrimage. Is it not? There is a verse there, Vidura Tirthayatraya. Vidura goes on Tirthayatra, pilgrimage. How did he go? He went alone, on his own. This 36 years, he traveled alone to all the holy places. Why is it mentioned in the Bhagavatam like that? To tell us how to go on Tirthayatra. This is the way one is supposed to go. Nowadays, what do? Our Tirthayatra. Our Tirthayatra, we hire a bus, 40, 50 people in book and all the best hotels wherever we go. And we are supposed to be on a pilgrimage, is it not? So that is why Krishna is, it is mentioned like this, that in order that spiritual life to develop, Tirthayatra has to be done alone. Vidra Tirthayatrayam. That verse you will, you can look at the first canto. Krishna mentions there. So similarly here, it was always like this in the past. It's only now in this age where we have all these facilities now for traveling, and it's a spiritual tourism as they call it. It is combined business with pleasure or something like that, they say, isn't it? So that's how it has gone like this. What can we do about it? At least you get some satisfaction, or you've been to all these places and all that. But actually it's not giving you the benefit of that Tirthayatra. Tirthayatra's benefit is not there. If you have to go on Tirthayatra, you have to go like the way Vidura has gone. That is the proper way to go. That alone, always alone, and visiting places of Tirthayatra, wherever holy places, holy rivers, holy people whom we met, but always alone. You can see that. And you will also see the Dattatreya Maharshi saying exactly the same thing. So it is an important thing to do in spiritual life in that way. So here, then, he says here that dhanyanam girikandareshu vasadam jodiparam dhyayadam. These, those who are very, very fortunate, they go into these mountains and caves there in the mountains, and meditating there on the Absolute Truth. Ananda shukanan pibandi shaguna nisak nishkama nyikeshayaha. That when they are engaged in that meditation, birds come and sit on their shoulders and in their laps. When they are in their meditation, the birds come and sit on their laps. And in their ecstatic time, when they are absorbed in the meditation, sometimes drops of tears will come from their eyes, from the yogi's eyes. And these birds, they drink that tears that come from the eyes of the yogi, eyes of the yogi. And it says, Asmakam tu manorathopa arachita prasada vapi tataham. Our life is fading away. How we waste our time in looking for places where we can have happiness. Just like we go to the rivers to swim, swimming pools, and looking for sense gratification. He says here, or in places where you are seeking pleasure for our senses. So Bhartrihari is telling us to look at those sages or those yogis who stay. This you will see, even if you go to Badrinath or places like that, you will notice these things happening there. That there will be sometimes people who have withdrawn from the world, and they like their solitude. And in that solitude, they are executing their spiritual life. On the other side, you also notice people who have come to Badrinath on a picnic. Both things happens in the same place. They have also come to Badrinath, but they don't have that same seriousness of the yogis or the sages who are living there, who are executing spiritual life. These people have come there, they are looking at the mountains, seeing the beauty, trekking the mountains, they have come for that. And they like to enjoy the nature. But that is not what the yogis do. Yogis withdraw from the world, and they are looking for their solitude and loneliness to develop their spiritual life. Dhanyanam girikandareshu vasadam jodiparam dhyayadam. So, so here, Bhartrihari says, why not give up all these things and take Krishna shelter? Bhartrihari's point is like that. So he says here, some people, they got beautiful wife, good children, and big house, car, everything. And is it possible to give up all these things very easily? I is asking the question. So Bhartrihari's answer is like this. These things will come up in life. Actually, he says you have to understand that these things, you haven't actually got it. You are thinking you have got it, but actually you have not got it. And it is not going to stay with you either. If you understand that, it is not difficult to give up these things. That is what he says there. That in the verse before that he says,
Kurvandayo Dushkaram Yamuna Jat Ubhoga Ubhoga Bhanjabi Dhanai Kegandado Muspruha Samprapram Napurana Sampradinaja Prapto Dada Pratheyan Vanja Matra Parigranabi Param Tektum Nashakta Vayam.
Knowledge of reality, he says here, if you have the knowledge of the reality, it is possessed by discrimination, and if you come to understand the reality of this world through proper discrimination, when it purifies your intelligence, it is not difficult to give up, he says. Because when proper knowledge is inside a person, what will happen, he says there, absolute renunciation of these desires which give them happiness inside. When they renounce things, the same obtained in the past or present, or to be obtained in the future, we are unable to renounce, although you may be longing for them. For example, many things we haven't got it yet. In our imagination, we think if we had all that, it will be nice in life. We think like that. What Bhartahari says to us is, think like this, he said, you haven't got it and it's not going to come in life. Why waste time thinking about all these things? It's only in imagination all these things are happening. So therefore, his request is that cultivate vairagyam and renunciation, which will help you to come develop the knowledge of the self better. So his point is here that even though householders, in the householder life also, it is better to offer everything to Krishna and execute Krishna consciousness. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavadam, if you look, you will see what Krishna says about householder life. He says, even in the householder life, always talk about Krishna. Always talk about Krishna. Reading Srimad Bhagavadam and remembrance of Krishna, chanting the holy name, and in solitude one should live, even in the householder life. If you look into the first canto, in the fourth canto, you will see this, how Krishna puts it to us. That if you look into the 30th chapter, 19th verse, he says there, that this is how Maitreya and Vidura, they are talking to each other. Maitreya Maharshi and Vidura are talking, and later on, this discussion about the Prajedas came there. Prajedas story is there in the fourth canto. Griheshu avishadam chabi pumsam kushalakarmanam madvarta yadayamanam na bandhaya griha madha. People say generally that in the householder life, everybody feels that they are bound, they are stuck in that. This is the nature of the householder life, is it not? You can't do freely what you want to do. Husband feels the same, wife also feels the same. That even if you want to do something, you want to travel somewhere, you want to go to some holy places, or anything in relationship with spiritual life, it's always together, is it not? So it becomes always a little bit of a hurdle, problem there. Here Krishna mentions, Griheshu avishadam chabi pumsam kushala karmanam madvarta yadayamanam na bandaya grihamata. He says that even if you are in the household life, you feel that you are bound in the house. Is it not? Many people complain, I am stuck in the house. I can't do anything. This is the main complaint. Most of the people have got, isn't it? We are stuck in the house. Either there is problem from wife or husband or parents or whatever it is. So, madvarta yadayamanam, he says here that house need not become a cause of bondage. This is Krishna's point. House need not become a cause of bondage because Krishna says, if he thinks about me, if he is busy with me, somehow or the other, I'll make sure that he gets a pleasure in my service. This is Krishna's words here. He says here, if you look at the next words, he'll say that, na vyavardhadaye yajno brahmaidat brahmavadivi na muhyandi na shochandi na hrishyandi yato gadaha griheshwavishadam chabi pumsam kushakarmanam. Prior to that, 18th verse if you look, adhama yanabhainyam bhaktya pakka gunashayaha ubayasida madhama nurvidya nirayadadam griheshwavishadam chabi pumsam kushakarmanam madhvartha adayamanam navandhaya griha amadaha navyavardhadaye yajno brahmaidat brahmavadivi na muhyandi na shojandi na hrishyandi yato gadaha. He says, then for self-realization, this is an important point what Krishna is making there. For self-realization, that it does not matter whether you are a brahmachari, you are a householder, or you are a sannyasi. It makes no difference. What happens to most of us is, we get caught up in the institutional system and we start thinking that unless you are a sannyasi, unless you are a given up all connections with the world, it is not possible to realize the self. That is what Krishna is making it very clear. It is not like that. Whether you are a sannyasi or a householder or a brahmachari, it does not matter, Krishna says, that whether, whatever it may be, that they are not an impediment for your realizing the self. Impediment for realizing the self. Krishna says that because that is the way Krishna consciousness works. There were many, all the great sages, if you look, they were all householders. They were not sannyasis. They were not yogis, but they were householders. So why does Krishna say like that here? You can see that this verse, what we are discussing, is about bhakti. Maijan ananya yogena bhakti avyabhijarini. And that bhakti to cultivate, your ashramam or varnam is not an impediment. Varnam or ashram is not an impediment. See, this varnashram institution, sometimes people get too much affected by that. They are thinking that all ashramam is not, my ashram is not helpful for me, they say. Because I am a householder, this is not possible for us to do it. Krishna doesn't agree with that. Krishna is saying here that whatever it may be, that in whatever situation one is in, if he is serious about Krishna consciousness, he says that it is possible. And vadurva gehi va yadiravijadi va tadidaro naro vaya kaschid bhavadu bhavakim tena bhavadi yadiyam hridpadmam yadibhavad adhinam pashuvade tadiyastvam shambho bhavasi bhavabharam cha vahasi vadurva gehi va. This is the greatest sannyasi saying this. He is saying this. Vadurva gehi va, whether you are a brahmachari or you are a householder, yadirva, whether you are a sannyasi, abhijadi va taditaro, whatever varnam you have, brahmanam, kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra, whatever it may be, so, or outside these four orders, even then, narovaya kaschid bhavadu bhavakim tena bhavadi, yadiyam hradpadmam yadibhavadadhinam pashupate, tadiyastvam shambho bhavasi, bhavabharam cha vahasi. As long as that person is serious in spiritual life, then it is possible to realize the truth here, whatever, irrespective of what ashram or what varnam one belongs to. What varnam or ashram one belongs to. Quite often we fall into this trap that householder ashram is not suitable for spiritual life, or this particular varnam is not suitable for spiritual life. That is a misconception. That's why he says here that so for person who is completely engaged in self-realization, for Krishna says here, I am present in their heart, and I become theirs. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhakti Avyabhijarini. That is the reason why he is saying that. That none of the other issues should become an impediment in cultivating bhakti, which is Avyabhijarini. And Vivikta Devesha Sevitvam Aradir Janasamsadi. Vivikta Desha Sevitvam Aradir Janasamsadi. Krishna mentions there, isn't it? And after saying that, in the next verse, Krishna says about the bhakti sadhana. That is the next verse, isn't it? Look at the next verse.
Adhyatma jnana nityatvam tatva jnanartha darshanam etal jnanam idi proktam ajnanam tadhananyatha adhyatma jnana nityatvam tatva jnanartha darshanam edal jnanam idi proktam ajnanam tadhananyatha.
Here Krishna is completing one topic. What is that? Jnana sadhana he is completing now. He is completing the jnana sadhana. So up to this point in time, Krishna spoke about all the sadhana what was required for acquiring jnanam, isn't it? Till now. That means from amanitvam adambitvam onwards, right up to this verse, which one? Maijananya yogena bhaktir avyabhijarini vivikta desha sevitvam aradir janasamsadi. Finishing that three or four verses, Krishna spoke about the jnana sadhana. What Krishna has spoken is the jnana sadhana. In other words, sadhana, what is required for acquiring knowledge. In there, in these words, Krishna is saying, adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. Adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. What does it mean? What should he do in solitude? In solitude, what should he do? In the Padmapuranam, in the Srimad Bhagavata Mahalpyam, glory of Mahalpyam is spoken in the Padmapuranam. There is a story about Gokarna and talking to his father Atmadeva. That famous story of the Bhagavatam. How Bhagavatam was, Bhagavatam's origin about that. There, Gokarna says to his father Atmadeva, now you should leave home. Atmadeva had a lot of problems at home. Wife was not very helpful for him in his spiritual life. She had different ideas. And finally he got so fed up in life, he left home one day and ran away from there, from home. So Gokarna's son spoke to him and told him that go away from home. Son has told the father, please go, don't stay at home. Go to the forest and stay alone, because this householder life will never get it right. You can do it whole lifetime, you will always see you are plugging the loops, plugging the holes, one thing or the other. And at some point in time, we have to realize that it's not going to get better anyway. And that's what has happened in Atmadeva's case also. That is why that story in the Padmapuranam is spoken for this purpose, to tell us that one time one has to say goodbye to it, it's not going to work. So that is what he also did. He told him that, if you look into Padmapuranam, it mentions there that go alone and in solitude execute spiritual life, he says to him. In solitude. The son, Gokarna, has said this to Atmadeva. He mentions there that how he puts it to him, dharmam bhajasya bhajasya sadadam tyaja loka dharman sevasya sadhu purushan jahi kama trishnam anyasya dosha guna chindanam ashu muktva seva katha rasamaho nitaram pibatvam. This is that verse. Dharmam bhajasya sadadam tyaja loka dharmam. Always be fixed in dharmam, but at the same time give up your loka dharmam. Loka dharmam means laugika dharmam. This householder life is laugika dharmam, isn't it? Our material life, living in a dharmic way, is a householder life.
So he says to him, dharmam bhajasva, always be fixed in dharmam, satatam, always. Tyaja loga dharman, but loga dharmam you give up. Then, sevasva sadhu purushanjahi kama trishnam. Serve devotees and yanis with seva, means service. Surrender and serve them. Give up jahi kama trishnam. Don't develop any more desires inside, material desire. What else? Anyasya dosha guna chindanam ashu muktva. Don't get involved in thinking about the good and bad of others. Don't think about others good or bad. Their good thing, good side and bad side, analyzing it. That is what always, isn't it? Anyasya dosha guna chindanam ashu muktva. Free yourself from that, analyzing others swabhav. In other words, seva katha rasam aho nidaram pibatvam. Always be absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. Seva katha, Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's service. Be absorbed in that, nidaram pibatvam, and always be fixed in that. Saying like this, Gokarna sent his father to the, and it's only after Gokarna spoke that his father Atmadeva was a Brahmana. He left home and walked away from there. In other words, take shelter of Bhagavata Dharma. That's what he's saying to him. So, in order to engage in that, first of all, Atmadeva's difficulty was he did not practice the principle of Antaryami system. Antaryami worship was not there in him. So, but still through actions and through the words, through the mind, and with help of the soul, one can engage in the spiritual life. So that's what he mentions: Kriya, Puja, Nama Sangirtanam, and all other kinds of service. And if you engage the body in that way for a long time, in various kinds of services, and if you suddenly go into solitude and sit there for self-inquiry, what will happen is, the body will ask some questions. Because body's habits were there before in doing service, isn't it? In various kinds of activities, body was engaged before. Suddenly, if you switch on to solitude, what will happen? This body will again demand some service. Body demands service sometimes, isn't it? People who are used to doing a lot of physical service, they will find it very hard to go and sit in one place and engage in the reflection of the inquiry of the self. So in such a situation, Gokarna says to Atmadeva that you should find some engagement in some temple nearby and engage in some kind of cleaning work or whatever it is necessary and keep yourself occupied in that way. And through Kriya, Kriya means actions, engage in Krishna's service. And through the mouth, words, through chanting the holy name, or chanting, glorifying Krishna in some form. And through the mind, Krishna's different pastimes, or referring to great mahatmas or great personalities, their life story and things like that. And you should keep on feeding the mind with some things like that. Some people take shelter of Bhagavatam very seriously, especially after a certain stage in life when body cannot do any more anything. Some people take complete shelter of Bhagavatam. There are people who read at least 4, 6, 8 hours a day Srimad Bhagavatam even today. Even today. There are people who read Srimad Bhagavatam 6 to 8 hours a day, even now. Why? Because in the retired life, householder life is practically come to an end and they have a lot of time. And instead of absorbing the mind in newspapers and television and family and all that, they have decided that they will take the complete shelter of Bhagavatam. And constantly reading the Srimad Bhagavatam and messages from the Bhagavatam feed that into the mind. Krishna's different activities, great devotees, their glorifications, all these things, if you keep on feeding into the mind, that will solve the problem, says Gokarna to Atmadeva. In other words, worshipping Krishna with Krishna. Worshipping Krishna with Krishna. Worshipping the soul with the soul. That is what it says here. So, that means to be situated within oneself. or to be situated in the awareness of awareness. So that is what Krishna mentions here as adhyalpa jnanam. See that word?
Adhyalpa jnana nityatvam.
This is what it means. Adhyalpa jnanam means, does not mean through my mind and intelligence I have got some information in my head. That is not adhyalpa jnanam. Adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. Krishna uses the word very precisely. Adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. Nityatvam means that through Srimad Bhagavatam, some people use Bhagavad Gita, some people use Ramayanam, some people use Mahabharatam. Doesn't matter according to one's taste, who is attracted by whatever it is. But going deeper into it. If you take Bhagavatam, get absorbed in the Bhagavatam to that extent, if you get absorbed like that, it is Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. That is called Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. Try to understand this. It is not an intellectual exercise. Here, what's happening is that what they will do, those who have done service for a long time, physical service, if they are finding it difficult afterwards to give up that physical service, one day body will forcefully do it. It will not be able to do it anymore. But as you advance in your age, difficult stages will come, that body won't listen to you, even if you want to do it. You may like to do a lot of service, but it may not be possible to do it. So in situations like that, you can take it that the message is, signal is coming that you have to get into this state, Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam means that whatever sadhana that is attractive to you, either Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Mahabharatam or Ramayanam, wherever you find a shelter, where you have to intensify your study. You have to intensify the study of the literature. When you intensify the study, from Bhagavatam, some pleasure has to come. That studying Srimad Bhagavatam, some pleasure has to come. What Krishna has spoken to various great devotees in the Bhagavatam and getting absorbed in that on a deeper level. That is what Krishna is saying here as Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. That is the way to be understood. There is no other way you can explain that word, Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam means total absorption because of the situation what we are in. So, here you will see that this Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam, when one is absorbed initially, when one hasn't reached that stage, till then, chanting the holy name and other physical service, whatever little you can do, you should do. Physical service, whatever little you can do with your body, you can do that to keep this Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. For the sake of Adhyalpa Jnanam, you have to do that. Service itself is not the goal. Service finally is to mend this knowledge to manifest within us. Is it not? Knowledge of the self. And the knowledge of the self will manifest. And whatever little service that body is demanding at that time, because of the habit. Body has got a habit, it is used to doing a lot of service, then body will demand some service. If you don't give it, body won't be happy, will be restless. And so in order to please satisfy the body, you may do something, some service, anywhere, in any temple or any ashramam or whatever it is, or at home also you can do that in various ways, isn't it? So, it's like cooking for the deities or for cleaning the temple room, things like that. They are all little services to keep the body occupied. So, if you do that and simultaneously you have to absorb more into details of the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if you do like that, it is Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. That word will clearly fit in there. Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam is not studying lot of books and accumulating all the information on the head. That's not what it is. This is what Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam means. That means at certain stage in life, when you cannot anymore do anything and your body is not demanding anymore a lot from you, then you know that you have to withdraw from the body. This is preparation for withdrawing from the body. So here he says, another name mentioned in different Ramanuja Vaishnavas, they call it as Kaingaryam. This kind of little service, doing some Kaingaryam. They'll see people coming to the temple and doing some service at the temple.
But that's not their main occupation. They are not only absorbed in that Kaingaryam. Kaingaryam is only some seva they do at the temple. But mainly they are cultivating spiritual life separately. But this Kaingaryam is done only for satisfying the body's needs. Satisfying the body's needs. Sometimes you will see this in Big B temple. Sometimes women come and clean up some places in the temple. It's there, they may do it as a to fulfill their needs of the body. Needs of the body. Another word used in the Shastram is charya. Charya, they say. So, what you do with your body is charya. It is called charya. So, through that charya and through the chanting of the holy name and through the worship in the mind, upasana, through the mind, little by little, one will be able to withdraw from the world outside and it will develop the inquiry of the self seriously inside. Inquiry of the self seriously inside. And it will give that a steadiness inside. This is a person who is becoming very serious in spiritual life. Who has planned his life to make the life a success in spiritual side. Sometimes people make a decision, or one day they make a decision, I'm going to chant now, today, 16 rounds or 64 rounds or whatever it is. And then they won't chant for many months, and then they will say, I'll take a New Year resolution. Then they will chant again for the next year, one day. That will not help in spiritual life. That won't help in spiritual life. Spiritual life means it has to be like this, the way Krishna has spoken. Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. It is a very important part of that progress in spiritual life. When you are making that progress in spiritual life, these are the things you have to bear in mind. Is adhyatma jnana nityatvam happening to me? You have to look at it that way. So many things, what you have done in your early years in life, you can't do it anymore. Nor you are interested in that anymore. Isn't it? You feel something else is more serious in life. When you become more serious in spiritual life, automatically the chittavritti goes away and mind is also searching after the truth. Inside there is a serious search for the truth. And when you hear from Krishna's discussions with Arjuna and Uddhava and with all the great devotees like Kundidevi and Bhishma, you start realizing the principles of spiritual life. Jnanam, Vairagyam, Bhakti, all these things becomes important in life. When they become important, in order to support that, you require this adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. By now, you have to move away from the intellectual practices. To a large extent in life, you go on an intellectual platform. But at some point in life, you will know that this intellectual way of approaching spiritual life is useless. Because it doesn't get you anywhere. Anubhuti is not there. Anubhavam is not there. What's the use of all the other collecting a lot of information about spiritual life? That is where this comes. Adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. That is why Krishna is putting it here that adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. It is only in this stage of adhyalpa jnana nityatvam which will finally develop into tattva jnana artha darshanam. What Krishna says in the next word. You see there? That adhyalpa jnana nityatvam leads into tattva jnana artha darshanam. Krishna says, if you have come to this level, adhyalpa jnana nityatvam and tattva jnana artha darshanam, then you are properly situated in the platform of knowledge. Edal jnanam iti program. There are many people even today who are in this state, who are living a life in this world in this way. They had to live in this world. They had their householder life. They had their family life, whatever it is. At some stage in life, it will all go. It's finished. It's gone. Then what's left is a few years for you in life, you got it, that too. And that is that time when this adhyalpa jnana nityatvam comes. And at adhyalpa jnana nityatvam, Krishna says here that it leads into tattva jnanartha darshanam. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. That means that steadiness. By now the person is very steady in spiritual life. Because this is a big problem.
with a lot of people thinking that there is a saying that you dig the ground to get water, isn't it? Some people, they dig here a little bit, then they'll go and dig somewhere else, then they'll go somewhere else and dig. Instead of digging at 10 different places, if you dig in one place deeper, you will get water, there's a chance you'll get water. But if you dig at 10, 20 different places, thinking that I may get water here or there, you won't get water. Digging deeper, there's a possibility you will get some water from there. That is the principle. Spiritual principle is like that. That you don't go digging too many places, you dig in one place and dig deeply there. That is what Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatva means. Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatva means that. So, we'll continue after a few minutes.
Chedo darpanamarjanam bhavamahadavagni nirvavanam shreya kaidava chandriga vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam ஆனந்தாம்புதிவர்தனம் பிரதிபதம் பூர்ணாமிருதாஸ்வாதனம் சர்வாப்னாசபனம் பரம் விஜயதே ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சங்கீர்த்தனம் நாநாமகாரி பகுதா நிஜ சர்வசக்தி தத்ரார்ப்பிதா நியமிதா ஸ்மரணேன காலாம் ஏதாதிருஷம் தவ கிருபா பகவான் மமாபி துர்தைவமீதசமிஹாஜனினானுராகாஹ திருநாரவிஷுநீஜேனாம் தரோரபே சகிஷ்ணுனா அமானினா மானதேனா கீர்த்தனீய சதாஹரி நதனம் நஜனம் நசுந்தரீம் கவிதாம் வா ஜெகதீஷ காமயே மம ஜன்மனி ஜன்மனி ஈஸ்வரி பவதாத் பக்திரஹை துகித்வயீம் ஐ நந்தத நூஜ கிங்கரம் பதிதாம் மாம் நுஷமே பவாம்புதௌ கிருபயா தவ பாத பங்கஜ ஸ்தித தூளே சதிருஷம் விசிந்தயாம் நயனம் ஜலதாரய வதனம் கத்கதருத்தயா கிரா புலகேர்நிஜிதம் கதாவபூதவம் நாமகிரஹணே பவிஷ்யதீம் யுகாயுதம் நிமேஷேண சக்ஷுஷா ப்ராவிஷாயுதம் சூன்யாயுதம் ஜகல் சர்வம் கோவிந்த விரஹேண மெய் ஆஷ்லிஷ்ய வா பாதரதாம் தினிஷ்டு மாம் அதர்ஷனாம் மா மகதாம் கரோது வா யதா ததா வா விததா துலம்பட மத்ப்ராணநாதாஸ்து நயமநாபரா.
So, we were looking at this verse. Then,
Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam Edal Jnanam Iti Proktam Ajnanam Yatatho Nyatha.
So this word, Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam, that is the important word, isn't it? What does actually mean? Almadi Vishayam Jnanam Adhyatma Jnanam. Adhyatma Jnanam means Almadi Vishayam Jnanam. If you have knowledge of the soul, it is Adhyatma Jnanam, not anything else.
Almadi Vishayam Jnanam Adhyatma Jnanam.
Almadi Vishayam Jnanam Adhyatma Jnanam. Tasmin nitya bhavo nityatvam. Therefore, completely fixed in that. Completely fixed in that. And if we are always absorbed in the soul, adhyatma jnanam, then it becomes adhyatma jnana nityatvam. For example, amanitvam onwards, the verse, seventh verse, isn't it? Amanitvam adambitvam, from that verse onwards, ஞான சாதனானாம் பாவனா பரிபாக நிமித்தம். பிகாஸ் ரொம்ப மென்ஷன் தேர் ஆல் தி ஞான சாதனா. வென் யூ எக்ஸிக்யூட் தோஸ் ஞான சாதனா, இட் டிவலப்ஸ் இன் டு பரிபாகம். பரிபாகம் மீன்ஸ் இட் பிகம்ஸ் இட்ஸ் மெச்சூர் ஸ்டேட், விச் மீன்ஸ் அமானித்வம், அதம்பித்வம், அஹிம்சா, சாந்தி, ஆர்ஜவம், ஆச்சாரியோபாசனம், சௌஜம், ஸ்தைரியம், ஆத்ம விநிகிரகம், தென் இந்திரியார்த்தேஷு வைராக்கியம், அனஹங்காரம், ஜென்ம மிருத்யு ஜராவியாதி துக்கதோஷானு தர்சனம், தென் அசக்தி, அனபிஷ்வங்கா, புத்திரத்தார கிரகாதிஷு, தென் நித்யந்த சமச்சித்தத்துவம், இஷ்ட அனிஷ்டோபபத்திஷு, மைஜா அனன்யயோகேன பக்தி அவ்வபிசாரிணி, விவித்த தேச சேவித்வம், அரதர்ஜன சம்சதி, ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் டுகெதர். ஸோ திஸ் அமானித்வாதீனாம், ஃப்ரம் பிகினிங் வித் அமானித்வம், ஃப்ரம் அமானித்வாதீனாம் ஞான சாதனானாம், Because of these jnana sadhana, if you execute, bhavana paribhaga nimittam, when it comes to a mature state, tatva jnanam tasyaha artho moksha samsaro varamam tasya alojanam tatva jnanartha darshanam tatva jnana bhalalojanehi tad sadhana anushtane pravurti syad iti. When it becomes mature, the result of that is tatva jnanam. If all these jnana sadhana, if one executes, and when it comes to a mature stage, which is called adhyalpa jnana nityatvam, and the result of that adhyalpa jnana nityatvam is tattva jnanartha darshanam. Tattva jnanarthi darshanam. Tattva jnanam comes to a person. What does that mean? If he has got tattva jnana means, and it is the cause of his release from the bondage. He gets released from the bondage. So, therefore, Krishna is saying here, edal abhim amanitvadyayi tattva jnanartha darshanandam uktam jnanam idi proktam jnanartitvad. Because all these things leads finally into bond, into liberation, freedom from the bondage. All these things, beginning from amanitam onwards, Krishna calls it as jnanam. And what else Krishna says there? Ajnanam yad ada asmad yadhoktad anyadha vibhajayena manitvam dambhitvam himsa akshandi anarjavam ityadi ajnanam vityayam pariharanaya samsara pravati karanatvad idhi. Now, if you look into all those qualifications Krishna has spoken there, beginning with amanitvam, right, if you take the opposite of all that, for example, amanitvam, opposite is manitvam. Manitvam. Adambitvam, opposite of it is dambam. Dambitvam. Ahimsa, opposite is himsa. So, like that, if you go, manitvam, then akshandi. Kshandi, opposite is akshandi. Arjavam, opposite is anarjavam. Onwards, like that, ityadi, all these things, if you combine together, Krishna says it is ajnanam. It is ajnanam. And therefore, yathoktena jnanena jnadavyam kim iti akamkshayam aha aha jnayam yattad ityadi. And therefore, in order to, after realizing all these things, jnanam and ajnanam, both things are spoken in that verses. Jnanam is all those what Krishna has spoken. Opposite to all of that is ajnanam, Krishna says here. Isn't it? Krishna says ajnanam. So, here, one thing important is that the ajnanam in a person goes away when jnanam comes. When jnanam comes, ajnanam goes away. Isn't it? Ajnanam goes away. So, when we were discussing this, that bhajanam or sadhana or anushtanam, all these things, if you hold on to one of these things very seriously, but important thing is this adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. If you are not steady in spiritual life, which means this adhyalpa jnanam established firmly in there, only then it will lead to tattva jnanartha darshanam. For example, some people, as I mentioned before, they will practice some spiritual life for some time, then they will change and go and do something else for some time. Then they will leave that and go and do something else. Different people will say different things and they will start swinging according to that. They haven't got enough faith in Krishna's words. Because they don't want to understand that spiritual life, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one side, also He is the Jagat Guru, isn't it? Whole spiritual knowledge, all the rishis, the sages, whom you see in the Bhagavadam, they all follow Krishna's path, is it not? They follow Krishna's path. And Krishna, during His 125 years of life in this world, when He was present, physically present, He is always present here, but when He was present here, He established a system through Arjuna and Uddhava, what is required for realizing the truth. That's what He has given us. Later on, other acharyas have come and created a system through different parampras to follow what Krishna has already given us. What Krishna has set up through Arjuna and Uddhava, exactly the same thing later on, Shankaracharya, Ramanuja and others, they've established different traditions based on that. But the knowledge and the of the sages, what Krishna has supported in his time here, if you have accepted that, then you don't have to shift from one to another at any time, because you know that the path you are following is very firm and it is fully guaranteed authenticated by Krishna himself. So there is no question of changing the path. Path is not going to solve the problem. What is required is that firm faith in Krishna's words and to follow what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is where success comes from. Success depends on that. So, Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam, Krishna mentions here that if you look at Jnaneshwar Singh's, in one of his abhangs, he mentions this, that hold on to something very firmly, and offer everything on that principle. That means you accept that Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita in total, without any further questioning, and surrender to that principle of the Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. And that is Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. That's Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. If you read this Jnaneshwari, you will see Jnaneshwar stressing this point, that you can't keep on changing. This is not something you experiment with. This is not for experiment. This is accepting Krishna's authority in the Shastram. What Krishna has given us certain guidelines. He has spoken to Arjuna, he has spoken to Uddhava. And through them, we get this understanding of what is spiritual life, isn't it? Transcendental life. He has explained in detail to Uddhava and to a large extent to Arjuna also. So, you don't need anything more than this. If you have these two, you will get it. There is no question about that. So, that is what Krishna is saying here. Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam. There is no going away from this. There is no going and doing something else from that. So, that Satyam, finally, till it is, you are actually filtering the truth all the time in your spiritual life. You are going through various experiences and at the same time you are filtering through the truth, isn't it? So, till you see the truth, you have to continuously put the effort. And like anybody, if you look into spiritual life who has succeeded, you will see that they had followed in this way. Take for example Lord Buddha. What did he do? He did exactly the same thing, isn't it? Siddhartha sat underneath the Bodhi Vrsham, Bodhi tree, and he said like this, he was so determined when he sat there underneath the tree. He says, I am sitting here now, let this body disappear, get decomposed and die on its own here. Let the skin go its way, the bones let it go its way, the flesh goes its own way. And aprape bodhim bhogalpa samam. He says that even if many kalpam, one day of Lord Brahma is one kalpam, isn't it? So imagine the amount of time what he is talking about. He says even after that, if it is finding it difficult, it doesn't matter, he says. Even if it takes a few kalpams, let the body go its way, let the mind, let the flesh go its way, bones go its way, and the skin goes its way, whatever way. Without getting the realization of the truth, I am not going to get up from here, he said. This is how determined Lord Buddha was. Why? Buddha was an enlightened person, mostly. So he says like this, that this is called sthairyam. Sthairyam atma vinigraha. So that sthairyam is necessary in the nishta or in the tapasa also. So that will lead into adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. And when it becomes mature in that way, Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. From Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam leads into Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. So, what is Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam means? That is the question, isn't it? If you like the literary meaning of those words, Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam is easy to understand. Is it not? Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam is easy to understand, which means that instead of intellectually and mentally trying to acquire data, information about spiritual life, completely fixing in Krishna's instructions and following that through, all the way through, and completely fixed in such a way that Krishna is saying here that through the mind, through the body, and through the whatever service is required for the body and the mind, offering that facility for the body, seva or kaingaryam, whichever way if you address that, providing that, but at the same time you have come to a point in spiritual life that you need some firm, solid base where you want to stay, and that is that adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. In other words, there is no more going back from there anymore or trying some other alternatives for that. So in that state, as I mentioned before, some people take shelter of Bhagavatam. I am talking about those who follow the Jnana Margam or Bhakti Margam primarily. Either they, most of the people take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Some people take shelter of Bhagavad Gita. It does not matter. They are all capable of getting us out of this problem and completely going deeper into that. Understanding it, understanding means absorbing it in a deeper level. And when you get, at the same time, it may not be possible to stay in the initially in that level. As you get interested in that, it is possible to go deeper. But initially there will be difficulty. What is the difficulty? Body will demand something to do. Mind will demand something else. So in such situation, chanting the holy name or some physical service, wherever it is necessary, to the extent what is necessary to satisfy the needs of the body and the mind. But apart from that, we have to move further and go into this adhyalpa jnana nityatvam. What is this realization Krishna is talking about? Is that self-inquiry, to be fixed in the path of the, in inquiring about the soul, to find out who I am. Inquiry of the self, in other words. When that happens, Krishna says here that tattva jnana, it will lead into, once you come to that state, it will lead into tattva jnanartha darshanam. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. Now, to understand this word, tattva jnanartha darshanam, in the Upanishads, there are four Mahavakyams, isn't it? Aham Brahmasmi, Prajnanam Brahma, Ayamatmam Brahma, Tattvamasi. All these are Mahavakyams in different Upanishads from the different Vedas. Different Vedas, that is, Prabhupada gives a list of them in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is mentioned there if you want to find out where they have come from. Which Upanishad, related to which Vedam, all these things he has put a list there. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can read it. So there, Tattvamasi Vakyam, Tattvamasi Vakyam is one of them. In that Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, experiencing that inside is this Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam experiencing inside is Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. What does this mean? What is our actual identity of the self? Identity of the self. Who am I? This question is very strong at that time. Initially, when one comes to spiritual life, you don't ask all these questions, do you? You just do whatever service given. Keep on doing it for years. You are told so many things and you just follow like a sheep, everything you are doing it. But when you start asking questions, what is it leading to? Then all these questions come. Krishna has there mentioned everything in the Bhagavad Gita, that how you are progressing in spiritual path, you can look at these things and you will see Krishna talking about that when your jnana sadhana has become very matured, at that stage, tattva jnanartha darshanam will happen. Tattva jnanartha darshanam will happen. He says here that that jnana sadhana, how does that happen? Jnana sadhana nam paribhaga nimittam, he says. When your jnana sadhana has become matured, paribhaga means maturity. When the paribhaga nimittam, because of that, tattva jnanartha darshanam will happen. Now, what does it mean? Tattva jnanam means, tat means brahmam. Tat means brahmam. Tvam means jiva. Tat means Brahman. Tvam means jiva. So this knowledge that the jiva is inquiring, who am I, who am I, isn't it? When the talpada vachartham, that means when this tatpadam gets experienced inside, Krishna's presence inside as Antaryami, that experience comes, at that point what will happen is, he realizes that this jiva, tumpadam and tatpadam is asi, one, is one and the same. That talpadam, whom the jiva is inquiring after, that talpadam, and this tumpadam, which is jiva, he finally realizes that that talpadam and tumpadam is asi. Is asi. So therefore, he also realizes that that Krishna whom he is inquiring after, or the Kshetrajna who is inquiring after, or the Antaryami whom he is inquiring after, these are all different terminologies, that's all. Different way you are addressing the one and the same thing. Somebody calls him it is Paramatma. Somebody calls him as a Kshetrajna. Somebody calls him it is Antaryami in different ways. In Bhagavatam itself you can see how the same vastu is spoken in three different ways, isn't it? Brahmedi, Paramatmedi, Bhagavanidi, Shabdyade. Is it not? So three different ways one vastu is spoken. One vastu is presented in three different ways. Similarly, here also Krishna is saying that vastu which is addressed as Paramatma, tat vastu, that vastu Paramatma or Antaryami or Kshetrajna, in different words Krishna is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita, and that vastu and that tvam inside is asi, is not different from there. So, and in this body itself, in his own body, that person who is executing sadhana, and his own body, he knows that this awareness inside, isn't it? Aham asmi, all that awareness all the time which is with inside, and that vastu, what, where that is coming from is Sachidanandam. That awareness also comes to him at that point. All these things happens together. That Tattvamasi realization, Antaryami principles, and the Sachidanandam nature of the soul, all these things comes together, and at that point he gets the opportunity to hear from a Mahatma, from a personality who is already fully realized. Fully, that is when this happens to him. And this effort to come to that is Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Do you see the point? Amanityam Adambityam onwards, if you follow through that, all the things what Krishna has spoken, finally it comes to this point that Maijananya Yogena Bhakti Avyabhijarini, verse 10. Araktir Vivekta Desha Sevitvam Aradir Jana Samsadi. They are all the Jnana Sadhana for that. After executing this jnana sadhana for considerable period of time, and when one comes to the state of adhyatma jnana nityatvam, it's a progressive thing. You come to adhyatma jnana nityatvam. When you come to adhyatma jnana nityatvam, you will not be too concerned about little things in the world. That means it is not bothering you anymore. You really know what's your goal is. You're so clear in your own mind. Doubts have all gone away. And therefore, in that state, Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam, you have taken completely shelter of one of the Krishna's instructions, either Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, or sometimes people take Ramayanam, Mahabharatam also, but majority goes for Mahabhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. And because Bhagavatam has everything there, what is required. But some people, due to attachment to Bhagavad Gita, they take shelter of Bhagavad Gita, which is also equally powerful enough to give that shelter. So when you take the shelter of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam in a much deeper level, that means throughout your day you will do what is necessary to satisfy the body's needs, but remaining time is always in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, your mind. And that what is Krishna calls it as Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam. It's not anymore an intellectual exercise. It's completely satisfaction of the soul inside. Adhyalpa jnanam. Adhyalpa jnanam is not intellectual. It is the satisfaction of the consciousness inside, the soul. So in that state, Krishna says, it will lead into Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. And what is Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam? Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam is this. Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Tattvam. Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam comes from that Tattvamasi. Tattvam, that Tvampada Vachyam, which is Brahman, the absolute truth, pure consciousness, and the Jiva, who is Tvam, Tat and Tvam is Asi. This realization has to happen. But that will only happen when he has come to that stage. That is when he requires a contact with the realized soul. And when the realized soul speaks to him at that time, immediately it clicks inside. Immediately it clicks inside. It happens to that person. That is the process what Krishna is talking about here. So, adhyalma jnana nityatvam tattva jnana artha darshanam edat jnanam idi proktam ajnanam tadananyatha. So all these things up to this tattva jnana artha darshanam, what Krishna has spoken, Krishna says all this is knowledge. The process of knowledge Krishna is talking about. And everything contrary to all these things is ignorance. Is ignorance. So that's one important thing to remember. That's one important thing to remember. Here, this Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam, Prakriti Vikriti Bhinnam Shuddha Bodha Swabhavam Sadasadidamashesham Vasayan Nirvishesham Vilasadim Paramalma Jagradadi Shavastha Swahamahamidi Sakshal Sakshirubena Buddhe. It is in the Vivekachudamani, these words. Or that state, what happens to him. 135. Prakriti Vikriti Bhinnam Shuddha Bodha Swabhavam Sadasad idam ashesham bhasayan nirvishesham vilasadi paramalma jagradadir shavastha swaham aham idi sakshal sakshirupena buddhehim. Then the paramalma inside, prakriti vikriti bhinnam shuddha bhoda swabhavam, Krishna's presence inside is prakriti vikriti bhinnam. What is prakriti and vikriti? Prakriti means material nature. Material nature cannot touch Krishna inside. Who is present in? Material nature can touch our body, our mind, our intelligence, our ego, our senses. Material nature can touch us. But material nature cannot touch our Krishna inside. Is it not? So, Prakriti Vikriti Minnam, different from the Prakriti. Vikriti means Prakriti's modifications. Prakriti acts in different ways. Is it not? Prakriti acts on the body in one way, pushing this body to experience growth, decay, old age, death, disease, all this. This is Prakriti's modifications on our body, isn't it? So those modifications Prakriti cannot do with the soul inside. With Krishna inside, Prakriti cannot do that. That is why it says here, Prakriti Vikriti Minnam. Prakriti's direct actions, Prakriti can't do anything. Or Prakriti's Vikriti. What is the Vikriti? Vikriti is this, that it can keep changing us. Prakriti is continuously changing this body. Is it not? Prakriti doesn't ask you, can I change your body? Does it ask that question to us? No. It does what it wants. You are helpless, you don't know anything. Old age is coming, yes. What can I do? I'm becoming an old man. You have to admit it, that's all you can do. So you have no control on Prakriti's Vikriti. This is Prakriti's Vikriti. Prakriti using your body, and it does what it likes. When it gives you some illness, Prakriti gives you some sickness, he doesn't ask us, does it? It comes and takes over. And then you are running to hospital or doctor to do what to do with the Prakriti's Vikriti. So, Prakriti Vikriti Bhinnam Shuddha Bodha Swabhavam. But Prakriti can do all these things only with your body.
not with the Atma, not with awareness inside. With Krishna, you can't do that. Krishna is inside the heart, Prabhupada cannot do anything about that. That's why it says Shuddha Bhauta Swabhavam. That Krishna who is inside, what is his nature? Shuddha Bhodham. Shuddha Bhodha Swabhavam. Sada Sad Idam Ashesham Bhasayan Nirvishesham. That Sad Asad Idam Ashesham. That Satta Asat. Sad and Asad. Ashesham Bhavayan Nirvishesham. That the directly the essence of pure knowledge and absolute that is. That Sat inside. Now talking about the self inside, Krishna inside, his nature is very pure, he cannot be touched by anything, and directly in him manifest the universe, isn't it? Whole creation exists where? In him it exists, is it not? For example, you remember, I mentioned this many times, this is where you have to think about it this way, that when you go into Sushupti state, what happens? Where is the world? Where is this big world we are talking about? Creation, whole creation. Where does it exist? It disappears. When you wake up in the morning, it manifests again. Where does it manifest? It manifests in him. Because he is there, Krishna is there, the world manifests. The dead body, it won't manifest, would it? It won't manifest in the dead body. When you wake up in the morning, as soon as you come back to consciousness, it is due to the consciousness, the existence of the world comes. Otherwise the world doesn't exist. There are so many planets existing we are not conscious of, is it? We try to get some photos of that and say this moon is like this and Mars is like this and so many things are like that. How is it going to help us? Vedantam says, don't look into all what is happening in the creation, look into the person where it is happening. That's more important. It is in that consciousness everything is happening. So, sada sada dima shesham bhasayan nirvishesham. There it is, this manifestation of the whole creation is happening inside us. Inside us. Gross and disciple universe in all the three states, waking and the waking state, dream state, deep sleep. In all the three states, this creation comes in three different ways. In waking state, you experience creation one way. In the dream state, this creation comes to you in another form, is it not? Your experience is totally different at that time. And in the deep sleep, you completely go away from this creation. Totally you are out of this. And when only in the presence of the self inside, you will have the ego also, is it not? Suppose Krishna wasn't there inside, this ego also won't be there. So the basis for the ego, basis for the creation, is everything is Krishna within, is Krishna within. And as the witness of the buddhi, in intelligence also, the buddhi, which make the discrimination power inside, that this is spirit, sadha, this is asata. Who makes that discrimination? Buddhi does that, is it not? Buddhi makes us aware of the satta and asatta aspects of that. All this is happening. Vilasati paramatma jagradadi swavastha soham aham hi sakshal sakshi rupena buddhehim. That soham aham idi sakshal. That aham 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 awareness inside in everyone, which we have seen in the Bhishma's prayers also. You remember in the last verse of Bhishma's prayers, what did Bhishma say? In the last verse, if you look into Bhishma's prayers, this is exactly what Bhishma is saying there. After talking about everything, he says, tam imam aham bhajam aham ajam sharira bhajam hridi hridi dishtidam alma kalpidanam pratidrasham iva neika dharkam egam samadhika dosmi vidhudha bheda moha. If you study Bhishma Stuti, you will see this connection with Ekadasha Skandam and Bhagavad Gita there. Jnani and the realized soul, they have got only one thing. When they start reporting their anubhavam, experience, you will see they are all saying the same thing. There is no disagreement there. So you can see, tam imam aham bhajam aham ajam.
All the same words what Krishna has used in the Bhagavad Gita about the soul. Tam imam aham ajam sharira bhajam hridi hridi dishtidam atma kalpidanam hridi hridi aham asmi in that, in everyone's heart who is present as the consciousness in everyone. Pratidrishamivaneka darkhamegam samadhigadosmi vidudha bheda moha. And that is exactly what is mentioning here, that soham aham idi sakshal sakshi rubena buddhehi, that soham aham idi sakshal, he is present inside as the witness of everything. Sakshi rubam, isn't it? Sakshi rubena buddhehi. In the sakshi rubam, he is present inside. Remember those Upanishad verses we talked about before in the early parts of the Ekadasi Skandam also. He says that, like that. So here, here in the thing is his that tattva jnanartha darshanam. So the nature of this awareness, that is what is spoken here, it is separate from prakriti. Prakriti has no connection with it. And it is also separate from the cause of the prakriti. Prakriti, material nature, when it manifests, it has a cause, mahatattvam, pradhanam, and all you see in the Bhagavad mentions there, prakriti's presence. Prakriti also means the three modes of material nature, isn't it? It is through these three modes of material nature that prakriti is playing with us. He, prakriti changes the modes of nature in us and engages us in sleep or in work or in knowledge. These three things. Knowledge in sattugunam, work in rajogunam, and sleep in tamogunam. So when prakriti changes these three modes, accordingly we change. We have no independence there. Prakriti controls everything. But these three changes in the prakriti cannot have any effect on the self inside. That is what he is saying here. That's what he is talking about. That that these are, so that means the self inside, Krishna's presence inside, is separate from the prakriti. Prakriti's any of the vikriti also cannot have any effect on the self, like birth, death, old age, disease, and so many other, lamentation, hankering, and other things like that, different emotions. None of them, these are all prakriti's vikriti. Prakriti's vikriti they are. None of those vikriti can do anything with the self, with the self. And what is the nature of the self then? Pure consciousness. Shuddha bodha svabhav. Nitya shuddha buddha mukta swarupam, in other words. And in some places it is addressed as prajna. Prajna, isn't it? And in all the three states of jagrat, sapnam, sushupti, in all these three states, it's only a sakshi. Self does not go through any of these things, is it not? Where is the jagrat, sapnam, sushupti comes? Bhagavad mentions that, isn't it? Krishna mentions in the, if you look into the Ekadasi Skandam, Krishna made it very clear. Where does jagrat, sapnam, sushupti comes? Jagrat, sapnam, sushupti is the effect of the three modes of nature, is it not? It's the effect of sattvam, rajas, and tamas. Sattvagunam takes to jagrat, rajogunam takes to sapnam, and tamogunam takes to sushupti. One takes to sushupti. So these three, if you look into the, he mentions there in the, I think it is in the 11th or 13th chapter, I think, yeah. Sattvam rajastama iti gunam buddher na chalpana. Krishna wanted to make this very clear to Uddhava. Uddhava, these three modes of nature cannot touch the soul. Where does it happen then? In buddhi. Sattvam rajastama iti gunam buddher na chalpana. Sattve anyadamo hanyal sattvam sattvena chayivahi. Sattva dharma bhavet bruddhal pumso malbhakti lakshana satyo vasya sattvam tato dharma pravartade dharmo rajastamo hanyal sattva vriddhinan uttama ashu nashri tanmulam adharma upayehade. So when you study Ekadasi Skandam, you find this, that prakriti's vikriti, prakriti's qualities are these three modes, sattvam rajas and tamas. But Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas cannot touch this prajna or the self. It cannot touch that. But even the three modes of nature, the three states of existence, Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, what the Prakriti creates in us. That's what Prakriti does, isn't it? Yadevi Sarvabhudeshu Nidra Rubena Samstida Namastase 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 Namo Nama. How does she do that? When she says to us, you sleep now. We have no choice, do we? You have to go to sleep. When she says to you, you eat now. You have no choice, you are looking for the food. Is it not? When she says to you, you work now. You are not able to sit quiet, you have to work. So, Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasha. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Prakriti and her Gunam does everything. It is Prakriti and her Gunam who does everything. But what do we think? Ahangara Vimodhalpa Karta Aham Idimanyate. Due to my ego inside, I am thinking, what Prakriti? I am doing everything. You think like that. That is what the point. So here, Jagrat Sapnam Sushupti is also Prakriti Svikriti in us. Then, in the middle of all that, realizing the self is called Paramartha Darshanam. Krishna mentions in that word, you see that? Adhyalpa Jnana Nityatvam Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. That Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam is that. In the middle of all these things, when Prakriti is changing you all the time, your body is changing, mind is changing, intelligence is, everything is changing in you, Prakriti is changing it. Apart from that, Prakriti is also changing the three states, Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti. He is changing it. Birth, death, old age, disease. Three modes of material nature. Everything is, Prakriti is playing with you. In the middle of all that, Krishna is saying that you come to this state where Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. That's when it happens. That Ahamidi Paramatma, Krishna says that there realizing the self at that in that situation, Ahamidi Paramatma, that is, Krishna says there, in the Jivalma, you realize that I am a Jiva, I am a Jiva. You keep saying all the time, isn't it? And in the name of Jivalma, in the Jagrat state as a witness, and in the Swapnam state, when have you noticed the difference between Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti? In the Jagrat state, you are witnessing everything, isn't it? In the he who this presence inside, he is witnessing all your activities. And so in the dream state also, the body has stopped its function in the dream state. But still he is experiencing things in the dream state. And in the deep sleep state, when the body and the mind has disappeared, even at that time, and even when your personality has disappeared, and still he remains there inside you, and when you come out from the deep sleep state, he reports saying that I had a good sleep. That is how you realize that person whom you are looking for. That means, what is Krishna saying here? That that same aham aham, what we say here, tattva jnanartha darshanam, at the moment in the form of jivalpma, we say, I am a jiva. We don't even say, I am a jiva. We say, I am this body. That's what we say. We are not even sure whether we are a jiva. Jiva and all Shastram says, for us, I am this body. Is it not? That's all we know about ourselves because of our deep absorption in the body. But as you come to this jiva state, you know that as jivalpa, what Krishna is talking about, what is this jivalpa? Jivalpa has a very close identity with that ego, aham inside, isn't it? So, in the form of jivalpa, when you are addressing yourself as jivalpa, when you are calling yourself as jivalpa, in the Jagrat state as a witness, or engage in the activities. In the Jagrat state, engage in the activities, Jivalpa. And in the dream state as a witness, because there you are not engaged in activities, is it not? Only as a witness to everything. And in the deep sleep state, when the body and the mind has completely disappeared, and even your ego, personality has disappeared in the deep sleep state, is it not? When all that has disappeared, still when you come back from that deep sleep state, you are able to report that I had a great time in my deep sleep, Sushupti. I slept very well. I had a great time in that deep sleep state. And that reporting process, reporting when you wake up, that wake up reporting business is called pratyabhijna. Pratyabhijna. And that pratyabhijna, who was present in the Sushupti state, and where you cannot experience his presence because of tamogunam. You don't know about him in the deep. The deep sleep state is the most interesting of all the three. I don't know whether you have analyzed it in that way. Normally we think the vacant state is the most interesting thing, isn't it? But for spiritual point of view, the deep sleep state is the most interesting state. And it gives you so much insight into self-realization, is it not? Body has gone, mind has gone, intelligence has gone, and even the ego has gone, and still you are happy. What higher proof can you have than this? Whereas we are thinking, when my body is in a good shape, when mind is in a good order, this is the happiest state. No, it's not. It's not. This is the most miserable state, this vacant state. All what we are trying to do in spiritual life is to transport that experience from the deep sleep into vacant state. We want that state in vacant state. We don't want this. We don't transfer vacant state into deep sleep, do we? We don't want this. Even if we are going to sleep because we want to forget this vacant state. That's why we are going to sleep. When the good sleep comes in the night, are you happy or not? I'm happy, I know, but I don't know about others. Waiting for that to come at 9 o'clock or 9:30, and when somebody comes and disturbs you, you don't like it, do you? You say, because I'm going to a better place, I know. Why should I suffer with all the problems of this world? That's what immediately comes to your mind. So, in that jiva state, in the vacant state as jiva, you are acting, I am a jiva, you are telling everybody, I am a jiva. After all, I am a jiva, isn't it? What can I do? That's what. So, if you keep on thinking you are a jiva, you will remain as a jiva. But you are not jiva. Jiva state is only that ego. As soon as you go into deep sleep state, you are not a jiva anymore. Jiva is gone. Ego is gone. Personality has gone. Vyaktitvam or individuality has gone in the deep sleep state. So, one, when comes through these three states, Dhyatma Jnana Nityatvam leads into Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. When Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam happens, that again and again, going through this realization, and fixing himself as transcendental to all the three states, vacant state, dream state, and the deep sleep. And this, I am not that jivalma anymore. My identification with the paramalma is one, is not separate, is not separate from him. And that is what Krishna is saying this tattva jnanartha darshanam means. Then you have got the darshanam at that time. Darshanam has happened. Darshanam means that tattva jnanartha darshanam. Tattva jnanam, manifesting in a person, realizing it, in other words, self-realization. After saying this, that means from amanitvam adambitvam onwards, Krishna started and he has come back to this now word, tattva jnanartha darshanam. After saying that, Krishna says, edal jnanam iti proktam, he says, all that I have spoken till now is knowledge. In other words, these are things what you will find in a jnani, in a realized soul. So, what that helps for jnanam, for realizing the self, this is the sadhana what Krishna is talking about. Instead of this, instead of all these things, what Krishna has spoken, if you develop manam, manam means this opposite to amanitvam, that means feeling importance in this world, dambham, pride, inside, himsa, Himsa, we have seen before what Himsa means, isn't it? And non-tolerance, not able to tolerate anything, intolerant in other words. Then Arjavam. Arjavam means Hrijabuddhi. Instead of Hrijabuddhi, if you have Kudilabuddhi. Kudilabuddhi means not straightforward, always in a diplomatic way. Then Acharya Ninda. Instead of respectful to the Acharya, always insulting nature to the Acharya. And Krishna says, Ahimsa, Chandi, Arjam, Acharya, Shaujam, cleanliness. Instead of Ashuchi, and no control of the senses, Sairyam, no control. And Indriya Vishayam, in topics related to sense enjoyment, more and more attachment, and always staying as Ahangari, full of Ahangaram inside, and always remaining in the middle of people. All these things are opposite to what Krishna has spoken. Always being with people. Always being with people. And always engage in vyavaharam. Always engage in vyavaharam with others. Some people are like that. Continuously doing business. Anytime they go, either they are buying or they are selling something. There are some people like that in this world, you can see. Constantly doing business, one thing or the other. So here Krishna is saying here, and no taste for spiritual knowledge. No taste for spiritual knowledge, and never getting any clarity inside about Tattva Jnanam. If you combine all these things together, Krishna says that is Ajnanam. That is Ajnanam. So it's very clear now, isn't it? Adhyalpa Jnanam Nityatvam Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. Edal jnanam iti proktam. Ajnanam tadananyatha. Tadananyatha. So, and tadananyatha. So, anything that is separate from jnanam, what Krishna has spoken as jnanam, anything that is anyatha, out of it, which is not included in that, anything out of it is ajnanam, Krishna says here. So, practicing this jnana sadhana is only for establishing ourselves fixed in spiritual life, to get fixed in the spiritual life. So, if you ask the question, after talking about all these sadhana, Krishna says here, what should I get by engaging in this jnana sadhana? If you ask that question, and that is the answer Krishna gives in the next verse. Is going to talk about that. If you practice this jnana sadhana in life, what will be the result of that? That's Krishna is going to raise that now. And that is in the next verse. So look at that verse, next verse.
Yeyam yattat pravakshyami yatyatom amrutam ashnute anadimalparam brahmam nasattanna saduchyate yeyam yattat pravakshyami yatyatom amrutam ashnute Anadi malparam brahma nasaltanna saduchyate.
So, in that word,
Yayam yattat pravakshyami yajnatvam amrutam asnute anadimat param brahma nasatthannasa uchyate.
I shall now explain the knowable, knowing which you will taste the eternal. This is beginningless and it is subordinate to me. It is called Brahman, the spirit, and it lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world. Now, after this jnana sadhana was spoken, this will be the goal.
Nyeyam yattat pravakshyami yajnatvam amritam asnude anadi malparam brahma nasattannasad uchyade.
Now, Prabhupada's commentary on the last verses, if you see, you will see, we have gone through all those verses, but finally Prabhupada mentions there, as far as, look at the 1, 2, 3 paragraphs before the end of that purport. Krishna's Prabhupada mentions that, as far as self-realization is concerned, it's clearly stated here that Bhakti Yoga is especially practical. As soon as there is a question of devotion, one must consider the relationship between the super soul and the individual soul. The individual soul and the super soul cannot be one, at least not in the bhakti conception. Not in the bhakti conception or devotional conception of life. So the point what it is important to understand here is that when you are executing bhakti in that state, you may separately exist, because while execution process of the bhakti, you will remain as separate. But when the transcendental knowledge start working inside, you will not see the difference between the individual soul and the super soul. It goes off at a later date. At some point in time, it will go, because many other verses in the Bhagavad Gita is confirming that also. So, the service in super soul is nityam. So, bhakti is eternal. One should be established in the philosophical conditions, conviction. Otherwise, it's only a waste of time, ignorance. So here, he also mentions there that the absolute truth is realized in three different phases as Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Prabhupada mentions in the next paragraph. So, because this commentary and purport is written in a devotional way, it is spoken in that way. But if you look into other Acharya's commentaries, you will see there that this oneness of the Jivalma and Paramalma is very much spoken in many verses from now on. Nyeyam yattad pravakshyami yajnatvam amritam asnude anadimal param brahma nasattanna asaduchyade. That, so here, coming back to this verse, that ajneyam yad ad asmad yathoktad anyada vibarayana manitvam dambitvam himsa akshadi anarjavam ityadi ajnanam vijneyam pariharanaya samsara pravati karanatvad iti. So, these things what we have spoken before, what is that amanitvam, adambitvam and all these things, they are actually yamam and niyamam, isn't it? Niyama niyamam means, you know that we have yamam, niyamam, asanam, pranayamam. Krishna has discussed yama niyamam before in Ekadashi Skandam, if you remember. And there he mentions what is yama niyamam, what is yamam, what is niyamam. 12 yamam and 12 niyamam he has spoken there. So, just by following that, still you haven't got the truth yet. You have followed them, but you haven't got the truth yet. Clear in your realization hasn't happened. And the vastu that you are looking for, which is subjected to the knowledge and the realization, and to know that through knowledge requires further help. Further help. These are things only to help you, that's all. It itself does not guarantee you the realization, what you are looking for. It's not guaranteed. What Krishna is saying here is, this amanitam adambitam onwards, up to this state what Krishna has spoken, these are all helpful things towards self-realization. Towards self-realization. And they give the example like this, that you may get to know about some object on the surface, but inside the object you may still not know. Similarly, with this knowledge what you have acquired through all this, you may get to know about the soul, but you may not have full experience of the soul, realization of the self.
നേഷ ദോഷ ജ്ഞാനനിമിത്തത്വ ജ്ഞാനം ഉച്യതേ ഇതി ഹി അവോചാമ ജ്ഞാനസഹാരി കാരണത്താൽ. ബട്ട് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് എ ബിഗ് പ്രോബ്ലം. ആചാര്യ സേസ് ദാറ്റ് ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് എ ബിഗ് പ്രോബ്ലം ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹെൽപ്പിംഗ് ദി റിയലൈസേഷൻ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹെൽപ്പിംഗ് ദി റിയലൈസേഷൻ. ഓൾ ദീസ് തിങ്സ് അമാനിത്വം, അദംബിത്വം, അഹിംസ, ശാന്തി, ആർജവം, ആചാര്യോപാസനം, ശൗചം, സ്ഥൈര്യം, ആത്മവിനിഗ്രഹം, ഇന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥേഷു വൈരാഗ്യം, അനഹങ്കാരം, ജന്മമൃത്യുജരാവ്യാധി, ദുഃഖദോഷാനുദർശനം, ഓൾ ദിസ് ഈസ് തിങ്സ് ഇൻ ഇറ്റ്സെൽഫ് വോണ്ട് റിയലൈസ് ദി ട്രൂത്ത്, ബട്ട് ദേ ഓൾ ഹെൽപ്പ് യു ടു റിയലൈസ് ദി ട്രൂത്ത്. സോ ബിക്കോസ് ദേ ആർ വെരി ക്ലോസ്ലി അസോസിയേറ്റഡ് വിത്ത് ദി റിയലൈസേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദി സെൽഫ്, റിയലൈസേഷൻ ഓഫ് ദി സെൽഫ്. ദെയർഫോർ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ആൾസോ കൺസിഡേർഡ് ജ്ഞാനം. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വൈ കൃഷ്ണ കോൾസ് ഇറ്റ് എസ് ജ്ഞാനം, നോളജ്. ഏതൽ ജ്ഞാനം ഇതി പ്രോക്തം, കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ഓൾ ദിസ് ഇസ് ജ്ഞാനം. വൈ ഇസ് ഇ കോൾഡ് ജ്ഞാനം? ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദിസ്, ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഹെൽപ്സ് ടു റിയലൈസ് ദി ട്രൂത്ത്, ടു റിയലൈസ് ദി ട്രൂത്ത്. നൗ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേർഡ്സ് ജ്ഞേയം യത്ത് പ്രവക്ഷ്യാമി യൽ ജ്ഞാത്വാം അമൃതം അശ്നുതേ ആൻഡ് അനാദി മൽപരം ബ്രഹ്മ നസത് തന്നാസ് ദുച്ഛ്യതേ. ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് സ്റ്റെപ്പ് ആഫ്റ്റർ ദിസ്, ദാറ്റ് After knowing what you will get full release from this material existence, Krishna is saying that you will get final liberation from this, and that you cannot address it as sat or asat. It is not sat or asat anymore, because nyayam nyadavyam yatat pravakshyami prakarshena yathavad vakshyami. Krishna says here, he will talk about nyayam. Now what is nyayam means? Nyayam means that what has to be known. The difficulty here is knowing does not mean again through the mind and intelligence. You have to always remember, in spiritual life knowing means not knowing through mind and intelligence. Knowing means experiencing it in the consciousness. That's what knowing means. Anubhavam, shanti for example, peace. It's not knowing shanti, isn't it? How is shanti? Shanti is always experienced, is it not? All chittavritti stops, inside there is no disturbance, mind is very quiet, it's not giving any trouble. That is shanti, peaceful state, isn't it? I'm having a peaceful state now, if I say like that. Is it in my brain or is it in my experience? It's in my experience, isn't it? Whereas many other things, for example, that when I talk about anger, or lust, or greed, so many other things is in relationship with the mind. But shanti is not a product of the mind. Shanti is a direct experience from the soul. There is no mind at that time, all chittavritti stops. Similarly, everything in spiritual life has nothing to do with the mind and the intelligence. You have to learn to forget mind and intelligence all the time, otherwise you will have a problem. Because we are so used to studying things through mind and intelligence. Anytime anything is spoken, immediately the mind and intelligence comes in the front and take control of everything. So this also becomes... Here Krishna is saying, Nyayam Nyadavyam. Nyayam means, Krishna is going to explain that Nyayam word. Nyayam means to be known. In other words, to be experienced. To be experienced. Like we were discussing yesterday about Prarabdha Karma. Is it not? I mentioned about at that time that Prarabdham is... to be experienced. There is nothing we can do about it. Bhagavata Siddhantam is like that. There are examples in the Bhagavatam like like the case of Sri Narada Maharshi confirming that it was his prarabdham to become the son of the maid servant. He mentions that. Arabdha karma nirvanam nevadal pancha bhautika, he says there. My prarabdha karma is finished and my material body is going to go now. He says, I was waiting, he says. Similarly, you will also see Jarabharata mentioning that about his prarabdham, to become the, take the birth of the deer and then again as a brahmana. Three lifetimes he had to come. That is his prarabdham. Vritrasura's prarabdham, Chitrakenu's prarabdham was to come as a demonic body. He says to Sri Parvati, it is my prarabdham, I am willing to accept it. Now, if you are not happy with all these explanations, still, what does Brahma says to Krishna? If you look into Brahma Stuti in the Bhagavatam, Brahma is saying to Krishna, Tattenu kambam susamikshamano bunjana evalmakridam vipakam
ഹൃദ്വാ ബഭുഭ്യനുവിദഹം നമസ്തേ ജീവേദയോ മുക്തിപദേ സദായ ഭാക്.
There is a, if you look into Brahma's glorifications, this is about 50 or 60 verses, there you will see this verse. What does Brahma is saying to Krishna? Brahma is saying, when he is paying his respects to Krishna,
Tate anukambam susamikshamanaham.
Anukamba, anukamba means what? Mercy, grace, Krishna's grace.
Susamikshamanam, susamiksha means, I am anxiously waiting for that.
He says, and what will I do at that time?
Till that grace comes from Krishna, bunjanam, I will eat what?
Almakritam vipakam, my matured karmam, which is called prarabdham.
It is there in the Bhagavadam. You can see that verse.
Tate anukambam susamikshamano bunjanam almakritam vipakam.
My almakritam, the karmam, what I have executed in the past, which has now matured, and which I am eating now, the results of that karmam, which is prarabdham.
And I am executing, I am eating that, and I will wait for your mercy to come. This is a devotee's position.
Devotee's position.
So, kridvavabhu bhirvidhadam namaste jivedayo muktipade sadhaya bhak.
He is not asking Krishna when I am going to go back home, back to Godhead.
He says, I will wait till you take me out when I finish my prarabdham.
This is the devotee's situation.
Brahmastuti will teach you this.
No devotee, proper devotees will not ask Krishna, when am I coming back to spiritual world? Or when you going to send me the aeroplane to come back?
This is all our mental concoction it is.
But if you study the devotee's life, prarabdha karmam will keep us here as long as it is necessary. Till that is finished, you have no escape route from here. There is no escape from here. We just have to accept it that way. And in that staying, accepting that prarabdham is bhakti.
Accepting that prarabdham is bhakti.
Otherwise, you are fighting against prarabdham is not bhakti. Is not bhakti.
That's why it's here the same way.
Nyeyam yadavyam yatad pravakshyami pakashena yadhavad vakshyami.
So, kim balam tad idi prarojanena shodhu abhimugikaranaya aha.
In order to make it little bit more clarity to people, this verse Krishna is going to talk about.
Yat nyeyam yatva amrutam amrutatvam ashnude na punamriyade ityartha.
Krishna is saying this liberation, liberated state is a very difficult thing to explain, isn't it?
So what Krishna does here is, he says here,
if you have known this, Krishna puts it like this.
Nyeyam yatva amrutam amrutatvam ashnute.
If you have known this, or if you have realized it, then it is nectar.
Then it is nectar.
In other words, amrutatvam. Amrutatvam means immortality.
What happens at that time is immortality.
In other words, you will not have any more fear of death. That's what will happen.
Nyeyam yattat pradakshyami yal nyatvam amrutam ashnute.
That is how Krishna is explaining that.
After going through all that jnana sadhana,
which will help in the realization of the self, Krishna is saying here, at that point you still require, you are going to experience something. And Krishna is explaining that here.
Nyeyam yattat pravakshyami yal jnatvam amrutam ashnute.
Once you have got it, you will know that you are immortal.
You are, there is no such thing called death.
This is exactly what happened to Parikshit also, is it not?
What did Sugabra Brahmarshi do to Parikshit?
6.5 days he spoke to him Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? And at the end, in a few verses, Sugabra Brahmarshi gave this Tattvamasi Mahavakyam to Parikshit. Parikshit is receiving the Tattvamasi. Remember I mentioned that
after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for over 6 days, finally when Ekadasha Skandam, or in the 12th canto, what you find is in the 5th chapter that a few words what Sugabra Brahmarshi has spoken, because it's coming from a realized soul, and Parikshit was a fully ready, competent to receive that instruction. As soon as Tattvamasi Vakyam given to him, it hit him straight away. And what happened to him?
he understood that I am immortal. If you look into Bhagavatam, how does Parikshit say that? Parikshit says like this, in the 12th can you'll see there, that
Aham Brahma Param Dhamma Brahmaham Paramam Padam Evam Samichan Almanam Almanyadhaya Nishalem Slashandam Dakshagam Padam Pade Lelihanam Mushanane Nadrakshasi Shariranja Vishwamcha Pratagalmana.
This is what happens to that person at that time. See the change what has happened in the Parikshit. Up to this point he didn't say this, did he? When Parikshit came to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, what was he saying? He was saying that in 7 days' time I am going to lose my body, I am going to die. But here he is not saying I am going to die anymore. What is he saying? He says, Aham Brahma Param Dhamma Brahmaham Paramam Padam. I am Brahmam, he says. Aham, I am Brahmam. Evam Samichan Almanam Almanyadhaya Nishkalem. No. So, this state is what this is, what Bhagavad Gita is talking about. Exactly what Shiva Brahmarshi has given to Parikshit, in the Bhagavatam it is personalized more. As a personalized example it's given. In the Bhagavad Gita, the principle is spoken. That's all it is. There's no difference at all.
So, yajnyeyam yantva amrutam amrutatvam ashnade na punam riyade ityartha.
Because if you have got it, then there is nothing to be known after that. Why? Now you don't need any proof anymore. You don't need any theory anymore because you have become that. You are experiencing it all the time, the truth. Is it not? You are experiencing it directly yourself. Then nobody has to tell you the theory behind it when you are experiencing something. Is it not? That's what Krishna is saying here.
Nyeyam yattad pravakshyami yat yatvam amrutam asnude. Then anadimat adi asya asti idi adimat na adimat anadimat kim tad param niradishayam brahmajnyayam idi prakritam.
Anadimat, Krishna is saying here, anadimat param brahma. Anadi means what? Which has no beginning. Anadimat means which has no beginning. So Brahmam's nature is, it has no beginning, isn't it? Brahmam has no beginning.
Atra kejit anadimalparam idipadam chindandi bahuvrihinam ukte arthe marubam anarthakyam anishtam syad idi.
So arthavisheshanja darshayanti anadimalparam brahma nasat tannasu duchyate. So here nasat
this nyayam yattat pravakshyami yatnyatvam amrutam asnude.
Krishna is saying the nature of that is amrutam. Amrutam means immortal. It is immortal, he says here. So then he says, Krishna says to him that nyayam yattat pravakshyami, what you have to know, I will talk to you about it. Krishna says like this. What is the benefit of that? Amrutam asnute. You become immortal. Immortal means what? That you know what it is like when you don't have to face death. Now, in present life, what we are now, what is that? We are concerned about the death, what's going to come one day. We are all of us are conscious of it. Is it not? Some people are not conscious. Some people, they don't die. But if you are a little bit sensible, and if you look into the world, you know that one day you're going to die, is it not? So that fear is there in the subtle level inside. All of us have it. We have to be frightened about that. That's what Krishna is saying to us. That some people say, oh, I'm not frightened about that, they'll say. You can see, doesn't matter who it is. Even the President of America also, if you tell him you're going to die in 2 hours, he'll look at his face, how it will change. Doesn't matter who it is. Anybody in this matter, only thing is some maya is keeping us this hope that I'm not going to die now. It may be later sometime. This is the maya's work. But as soon as, doesn't matter who it is, how great the personality is, if you just tell him that in another, you have got only another couple of hours to live, you're going to die, it will create some shock waves inside that person. No matter who it is. It is the nature of the nature of our way. In fact, you know this, that when people are convicted to death, to hanging, what do they call it? Capital punishment. Yeah. So this capital punishment, sometimes it takes a long time. They have a lot of procedures before that. They have to so many courts, the case will go through, and finally all the courts have confirmed that he should be hung or should be electrocuted or whatever it is. In India and America they still do that, here they don't. So capital punishment is still there in many places. So once it is all confirmed, finally they have got an opportunity to ask for pardon from the president or the king or whoever it is. He has got the authority to give, but if all the courts have convicted, generally it is confirmed by the top president or whoever, or king or queen or whoever it is, they confirm that and it gets done. So before it happens, everyone says, now there is no hope, he's not going to live, he's going to be hung. So the night before that, say, generally it is done in India, I can tell you, it's done in the early hours in the morning, they do it. So the night before that, the person, he must have done something extraordinarily bad thing to get punished in that way, is it not? So, but still, the judge who has given the judgment to hang him will feel some difficulty inside, isn't it? After all, he cannot give life to anyone. And to take the life from someone is also, no matter how good our law is in this world, there is a higher consciousness working within everyone. He will feel that. So normally what they do, they'll tell this person who is going to be hung, but the law has to take its own course. Tell him, do you have any desire in your life? If you like to have a nice feast or any some air-conditioned room to sleep or a bed to sleep or anything. Because in the morning he's going to leave this world. You tell him that thing. You know what he will say to you? He will say to you, can you do me a favor? Instead of keeping me till tomorrow morning, can you do it now and finish with it now? Because you have decided to do it. So that is the way our nature is. We don't like it in that balanced state that tomorrow I'm going to die. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock I'm going to be hung. If I know that tonight, can I sleep? I won't be able to sleep, would I? I mean, if you are getting sleep, you must be really great soul. If you get sleep tonight and tomorrow morning if I'm going to be hung, if I say, oh, I'll have a good sleep and tomorrow morning I'll see you then. I couldn't say that, could you? You won't get sleep. So better than that is, if you can finish it now, right now, you are doing me a favor. Can you do that for me? They'll say like that. So this is that process of death. So death is such a thing, Krishna mentions like this, that no matter who it is, the fear of death is there. Krishna is saying that fear of death, once it has gone from us, what it is like. That is that immortality is talking about. Nyayam yatva, he says, nyayam nyayam yattad pravakshyami yatnyatvam amrutam asnute. Then amrutatvam, immortality is that. Immortality means that. So I think we will not discuss death anymore. We'll go home now and we'll start on next Saturday, we'll continue. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.